Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Good afternoon, I'm Ryan Baker. The Ohio State women's basketball team has had two top 10 wins in the past 2 weeks. They've climbed to number 12 in the AP poll. The Lady Bucks welcome Indiana to the Shot tonight at 8. Tyler Danberg has the call over on the Fan 2 beginning at 7:45. The Columbus Blue Jackets activated forward Mason Marchman off of injured reserve this morning. He's expected to skate on the top line tonight against Dallas after missing the past 8 games with an upper body injury. Isaac Lundestrom also makes his return to the lineup. Jet Greaves gets the start in net. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan gets underway at 6:30. Puck drop is at 7. Jackson Smith and Jigba and Miles Garrett have been named the Defensive and Offensive Players of the Year of the Pro Football Writers of America. This one's sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Drain Plumbing and Heating and Cooling. Together to serve you better, schedule today at thewaterworks.com.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
All right, here we go. Rothman and Ice. It is Thursday. I had to think about that for a second, because the next handful of days will all be the same for all of us.
And what's that?
Unless you're getting the you-know-what out of here. And if you are, you better do it fast.
Yeah, you better get out of here probably by, what, Friday night? Yeah. It seems like, because we got a
Saturday morning.
A winter wonderland.
We got a
coming.
Whopper.
My goodness. It's
we got a Whopper.
A little crazy out here. So, yeah, man, look, we're here on a Thursday. It's been one of those weeks for me where mentally I've been a day ahead. So, for when I woke up today, I thought it was Friday. Like, and that's a bad place to be. I don't know what happened to me mentally this week, but I hate when I'm in those weeks because there's nothing going on this week.
You need to fall back, Maddie.
I do need to.
Yeah. You always want to fall back in January. Back.
But what are they saying? We're getting what? A foot?
Less than those. We're right on the Fernando Mendoza line.
Okay.
I think we are right there where we're either 4-6, 6-8, 8-12. Like we're, you know, south is bad, north is good. There's a line. I don't know where that line is. If it's the epicenter of Columbus or what, but
it's not a bad weekend though, especially on Sunday to be stuck in the house. We got the two championship games popping off, right? With New England and Denver at 3, and then the other game with the NFC West squads getting after each other with LA and, Seattle. I think that's 6:00. And so, yeah, look, I'm going to have the snacks on deck. I got plenty of shows to watch. I need to get after this movie with Leo in it, Tiana Taylor, One Thing After Another, I think it's what it's called. Because I think Tiana Taylor just won Best Supporting Actress. And my friends have been saying that that's really good. It's on HBO.
Okay.
So I'm going to watch that and finish Succession. And that's probably going to be my weekend, AR, because I won't be able to do anything else.
Yeah, I feel like the snow is fine. Like, the blizzard, I know it brings this city to a screeching halt. And I don't like that for people that have to go around. And obviously the necessary workers and people that have to really keep us going. But it's the damn cold. It's the freezer that's coming with it. Like, I think we can all somehow just wrap our minds around, we live in Columbus, Ohio, it's January, we're going to get some snow. It's that 15 days in a row of temperatures that are going to be hovering in the teens, single digits.
See,
that I can't stand.
I would rather have the freezing cold with the ability to go out and do things than the snow that just completely has me stuck in the house. And so that's what I don't like.
A day and a half.
Which I don't like.
So you would trade 15 days of sub-zero for a day and a half of being housebound?
Yeah, especially on the weekend with the way this is timing up.
That's right. You like to go to the clubs and get after it.
I like to pop a bottle or two.
That's right, man.
On your dime. I got your credit card.
Personal.
You don't even know it, you know?
I got limits on that. You're right. Listen, the afternoon, the Sunday playoff games will be great. Honestly, I'm actually surprised that New England's only favored by 4.5. It just, It feels like it should be more, but it is on the road. It is the Denver defense. It is one game. Mm-hmm. But, man, what a story that would be if Jarrett Stidham can somehow keep that thing afloat, that they could hold Drake May and company down enough where they wouldn't have to score a ton to win that game. I just
tell you this, man.
No one is seeing it, and that's why I'm a little weirded out by it's only 4.5.
Drake May, hey, the turnovers are at a pretty high clip right now. Like, C.J. Stroud and that Houston offense kind of distracted, I think, a lot of people from the way that Drake May is playing right now. But you look at the sacks and some of the fumbles and some of the things they have going. Has it been the cleanest output right now for New England? But there are certain coaches that get tabbed with the kind of a nickname, if you will, of an offensive guru, an offensive genius. One of those guys has been Sean Payton. And now we're going to see what he can come up with. Sure, there's going to be limits with what he can do. But when you are one of those head coaches, you're a McVay, you're an Andy Reid, your guy, Kevin O'Connell.
Didn't work for Kyle Shanahan.
Well, he's got a good track record, though, mm-hmm. of good offensive productivity yeah. within his offenses. And we saw some of that with Mac Jones this year. I can understand why the line is dramatically in the favor of, you know, the New England Patriots because of what you talked about and that Denver defense being so good and then being at home and all those things. But that's what I can't wait to see this weekend, specifically in that game, is what can Sean Payton cook up and what can he, you know, what type of confidence has he infused and will infuse the rest of the week into Jarrett Stidham to get him ready to go? Because this is where coaching can show itself when you can draw up a game plan and be able to sustain some type of success.
All right, what's the one that everybody wants to see? Does it even exist anymore?
The game or the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl. Is it Stafford against May? Is it?
I think people are going to be off New England getting to the Super Bowl, going back down that path again mentally for all of us. Because it's like we were in this Chiefs window of time, and we still may be after they come out of this one-year funk that they were in. But now your mind goes back to, man, the team that was the dynasty before them is back. Like, that's not going to be fun.
Well, I wouldn't mind them going and losing, but I think for Browns fan, I just think they see the Broncos, and it still brings up just, if you're old enough, you just don't want to see them.
And for the, you know, some of the younger Bengal fans, yeah. that Rams logo.
That's right.
They took one from you. Nobody, I don't want to say nobody. I'm going to speak for myself. Jarrett Stidham in a Super Bowl is not going to, that's not going to do it for me. That's not going to do it for me.
But here, okay, and I agree with you, but if we fast forward our minds to that he actually beats New England
yeah.
and knocks out them and plays good, then I think the story has some teeth because then we are now looking at
baby teeth.
The Nick Foles effect where all of a sudden a backup quarterback could take a team to, and it'd be a very unlikely story. I'm not telling you that it's right now today. That's what the NFL wants. But the only way you could get that is because he didn't screw it up. And so I feel like if he beats New England and knocks out a MVP candidate in Drake May, then I think you got a story on your hands.
Well, that speaks directly to your heart. You love a good underdog story. I like heavy hitters. I don't want to watch Jarrett Stidham playing in a Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl I would want, it's Pats Rams again.
And your team is a guy that had Trent Dilfer winning you one. You like that, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did.
You like that.
Because we had Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and
you
all,
like
and all
that.
Those. For sure, for sure. But like that, you mentioned Roger Goodell in the league. They are praying to the football gods that Denver does not win this game.
The Patriots are still a villain to some degree for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's not like the Drake May story is good. And here's the other good thing. And when did they announce the MVP? Like, when does that happen?
The honors show?
Is that right before the Super Bowl, the week of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's either the Friday leading into it.
So here's what you want. Okay, this is exactly what you want. Whoever's going to the MVP, and we'll talk about it, is probably going to be Stafford or May.
Yeah.
If you get both those guys in the Super Bowl,
what you want,
and one of them has now already won the MVP, and then the other guy beats the MVP in the Super Bowl, it's a great story.
And wins Super Bowl MVP.
Yes. Then he gets the ultimate.
What network has the Super Bowl this year?
WNBC.
So NBC has it. So it'll be with Tirico on the call with Collinsworth?
That crew? I don't know.
No?
Yeah, I would think so.
Imagine NBC, and we're in these production meetings and all that, and we have to sell for a week and a half to 2 weeks, Denver side of things.
I think you have to sell those commercial blocks already sold.
No, I'm saying the football part, not commercials.
You mean the hype part?
Yeah, like that. That's how you sell them. You can't sell that.
They just beat Drake May.
That's it.
That's not a big enough name.
No, but I think it'd be a big enough name.
Okay. For what? No one's gonna watch. What else are you going to do on Super Bowl Sunday at 6 o'clock?
You and I have had this debate before.
Yeah, and you lose it every time.
No, I do not. Because I think if you're the NFL and you stack up the ratings in previous years in the Super Bowl, Denver being in the Super Bowl is going to be one of the least watched Super Bowls of all time. That's not a thing you celebrate in the NFL.
Who thinks like this?
The league.
Why do we care how much money they make?
It's not about the money. I'm just saying what I would enjoy personally. And I think the league is not going to be excited about Denver getting to the Super Bowl.
Well, too bad for them. I think that market carries some weight.
I think the history of that organization does carry some weight.
You're selling John Elway and Shannon Sharpe highlights.
Here.
Well, you're selling the history. Yes, you are. And you're selling the underdog story that I just mentioned. Because, again, I'll be a broken record. For them to get there, he's going to have to be a part of it.
He's gonna have to, but for them to get there, they could also win a game that's 13-10.
I guess he could.
9 of 14 day for $120 and a touchdown.
But what is the NFL like? Like they like good stories.
They want New England back. That would be an unlikely story. They want New England back. They don't want Denver there.
Okay, well here's the only way I'll give your argument credence. If you're saying
Clearwater Revival?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
We're gonna be born on the bayou right now. The only way I will give your argument credence is if you are possibly hinting at maybe you, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong, I'm just saying maybe you're thinking that the NFL won't allow Denver to beat New England.
No, I'm not going conspiracy. I'm just thinking when you're trying to market your biggest game of the year, I think it's a tougher sell when you don't have the New England Patriots brand.
A tougher sell to who?
To a lot of football fans, especially casual football fans.
See, I'm more into the stories than the teams. I'm actually into that, and I don't necessarily want this to happen, but if you get a Stafford versus May, the two finals to the MVP, and one of them wins it, and now the other one has a chance to jump him in the Super Bowl, I think that's a great story.
I'm completely agreeing with you that's what the NFL wants, is New England and the Rams. That I'm 100% with you on that.
And so if they don't get it, then so what?
Which is so weird.
Of course it's so what, but that's not...
what are we talking about?
What I'm talking about is if you're running the league, you do not want Jared Stidham and the Denver Broncos going to the Super Bowl right now. You don't.
I'll play his advocate here.
Okay.
If you owned a company, if you were the CEO of a company,
yes,
and you... I don't think we're going to watch... I do think that there is a difference between 120 million people and 75.
Correct.
And I think that if you paid how many millions it is to have a 30-second ad, you'd probably want more of a hyped game. And that's what the league wants, is that their advertisers feel good about all the millions they've spent.
Is that going to change anything? No,
it only changes in the amount of millions of people that might tune in.
Correct.
There is a difference between 80 and 100.
And the NFL loves to tout how many people watch their games. They do. And so that is just a bit of a hit.
Want to know the weirdest part about this? The two number one seeds would be Jarrett Stidham and Sam Darnold. But the markets are good. Seattle and Denver, those are good markets for the NFL.
Yeah. Seattle's hot off of what? A 40-6 victory?
This is a classic.
Is that not legitimacy? because your quarterback is named Sam Darnold?
I like the story. I'm into it. Maddie's a little more of a tail of tape, heavyweight fight guy.
Super Bowl.
But I like this story. Listen, we all loved, maybe all, I'll use your words, I'll speak for myself. I thought it was very cool when this became wide open. No Mahomes, no Lamar, no Burrow.
Yeah.
Like, that was anybody's Super Bowl. I like that. And now that we have a Final Four, I'm like, oh, this is going to suck.
It's only because the backup quarterback's playing for one. That's it.
All right, we got a lot to do today. Here's the menu. Dan Dockich, 12:30, fresh off his three-day bender in Miami for the Hoosiers. We've got Gold Jacket Thursday, 2:30, Ricky Jackson, Dome Patrol, Saints linebacker, Hall of Famer at 2:30. When we come back, the Michigan fallout continues. A former player with a bombshell claim. You'll hear it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Tweet from a listener. Are you carrying the Buckeye game today? Considering we've never not carried one, yes. The answer is yes. The Fan.
I'm Leslie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. An app only.
World Children International and friends like you are giving children in poverty a chance to grow and thrive, to be healthy, to succeed in school, and achieve great things. How do we do it? In the best way possible, by helping ensure access to healthcare, nutrition, and educational opportunities, and most importantly, by empowering youths and their families to get out of poverty and into employment through life skills, computer, and job training. The very tools they need to break the cycle of poverty and build futures full of promise. Because every child deserves a chance to realize their full and best potential. Learn more about how Children International is empowering children and families by going to children.org today. That's children.org.
Getting cold feet? Call Care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. An app only.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
Hello, it's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. An app only.
We here at The Fan want to make your mornings as enjoyable as possible. That's why we bring you T-Bone and Tybus, a delightful blend of sports conversation and laughter. A show so good you'll forget all about your dead-end job and underachieving children. Maybe you saved a lot of money to send them to private school, and then your daughter shacks up with some dude named Fuzz. And you can't tell if your wife's angry or not because she's had so many fillers shot in her face that it can't move anymore. Anyway, T-Bone and Tybus, it's good.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We will see partly sunny skies today with temperatures right around that freezing mark and gusty winds, so there will be a wind chill in place. And then for tonight, mostly cloudy overnight with our lows in the teens. For Friday, partly sunny with temperatures falling throughout the day. We will only get into the teens for highs with the feels like eventually getting below zero again with gusty winds continuing. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Maddie's favorite show is Big Brother. Don't read into it. He's only watching strangers through hidden cameras. You're listening to Rothman and Creepy Stalker Guy.
All right, this is quite a claim. And when you hear it, I don't think you're going to be crazy shocked. You want the headline or you want the story?
I would like...
You want the headline and then you tell me whether you would have clicked on it?
Yeah, hit us with the headline.
All right. So the headline would be Michigan receiver claims teammates blackmailed the head coach during his affair scandal.
Come on. I'm clicking on that.
Like
all day and tomorrow.
Coach, we're going to drop a dime.
Oh.
And
dime back.
Unless things come back favorable for us. All right. Now the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. So wide receiver Anthony Simpson, who transferred from Michigan last offseason from Massachusetts, and entered the portal last week. Alleged, and I want to get this for the record, in a since deleted tweet.
Well, not in this world we live in
that anymore. Right. Doesn't mean you can't get screenshot, right? That he was treated unfairly over playing time because Sherrone Moore was blackmailed by players and staff members. So how do you read into that? You read into that, and that if that's true, the head coach was being more favorable to the guys who were blackmailing him, and a kid like this who wasn't was the one taking the brunt of it, meaning he was losing, in his mind, I'm going to guess, playing time and opportunities to guys that he thought maybe he deserved it over.
Correct.
But they were getting it because Sherrone had to, because they had something way bigger over him.
Here's the exact tweet, AR. Targets versus non-targets. I was the best slot receiver for Michigan, and I was treated unfairly due to Sherrone Moore being blackmailed by players and staff members, which jeopardized my opportunity to get on the field. Fastest player on the team, and I won reps every day in practice. Only there for fall camp. Our team captains also advocated for me to play. I was denied fairness. And then you had a couple other former Michigan players, it looks like, by the name of Christian Dixon and Raheem Anderson, that chimed in on this and said, looks like Christian Dixon's tweet had a whole bunch of the laughing emojis and said, if only y'all understand a point 10 of what really he is saying, though, hashtag go blue. And then Raheem Anderson dives in and says that part.
Well, let me ask you this thing, because I don't get that part. What are they backing the coach or the players?
I think they're backing the player. I think they're backing Anthony Simpson and saying this is kind of only the half of it. There's more to what he, you know, could say, but he is not saying.
What about Samaje Morgan, who said, y'all let people tell y'all anything and believe it?
Okay, so that this is now a, one side of the locker room saying one thing, other guys that were there are saying the other. If this is true, this is, again, one of the craziest things I've heard. That players would be going up to their head coach and saying, hey, coach, I know these OnlyFans models that you're messing around with or whatever you got going on. If you don't play me, I'm snitching. Craziness. So Anthony Simpson last year, by the numbers they are, did nothing through the air. He had one carry for 10 yards. It's his only stat for 2025. That's it. Mm. I don't know what to believe. But
well, I'll tell you what you might be able to believe is that the people that were claiming that his shenanigans were the worst kept secret are correct. That unless people are coming now afterward, they're playing results. Now that we know what happened, they are acting like they were in the know the entire time. And I maybe that's true. But this kind of adds a little bit of credibility to the worst kept secret. Everybody knew what he was up to. Or we saw him with that girl, the staffer in the program, and it just was... You could just tell, like, I don't know. That's
the audacity, man. The audacity of some of these people that do these things in these type of positions. Just their ignorance knows no bounds. And so now this is why Michigan had to get a grown up in the room, right? You go the other way. You bring in an OG in Kai Whittingham, who is just as sound gets. It seems like as a head football coach, and I'd be blown away if anything like this pops up with him now running the show up there. And so, yeah, this was just a complete mess up there, obviously, for Michigan. And Sherrone Moore was lucky. He stumbled into a situation where he got paid millions and millions of dollars to follow an act that wasn't the best, clearly, in Harbaugh. But still, for him to be, you know, doing goofy stuff like this, like, congratulations, you played yourself. Well, you may not be a coach ever again.
Yeah, which is weird, because a lot of people were on his, not on his side, but when he took over for Harbaugh, you know, there are a lot of people that were actually giving him credit because they felt like, okay, he's going to toe the company line. He's going to fall on the sword. But I looked at it differently. I looked at it as he was willing to do that for the $6 million a year, whatever he's going to get. And he was a little bit knighted in that they had pulled off beating Ohio State. So everything was great, right? It's a very classic sell your soul kind of deal. Everything's working. Let's just, you know, no one's checking themselves. No one's... You know what they always said, complacency comes to collect. And I just feel like whatever he was doing, he was losing control of his own morality at the time. And I'm not here to judge, listen, his family life, whatever that was, but to be the guy who had it all and then to feel like you were untouchable, that was his biggest fault. Like, and maybe that's what he did. He got drunk on the winning and the power and the money. Yeah. And I'm a little bit untouchable. And when you are winning, you don't have to worry about all this.
What did Scarface teach us? First you get the what, AR?
Scarface. First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the woman.
Yeah.
And I think he went in that order.
Yeah.
I think he did.
He did. And like, no,
and what happened to Scarface at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One great. But no.
Say hello to his little friend.
You're 100% correct, AR, is that you start to feel like I can do anything and everything that I want. And I don't really have to answer to that many people. This is my show. This is the sport up here at the program. And as long as I'm having a certain amount of success and I'm checking certain boxes, then I can just do these things. But yeah. We've seen head coaches stumble into these things all the time. He's not the first, and unfortunately, he probably won't be the last.
How this affects anything financially for him, because I know his buyout was like $14 million at the time that all this happened, and while Michigan certainly could afford that, they certainly are looking probably at not paying him.
No doubt.
I don't know where all that stands because he was making $6 million, which is about top 40, I think, in college football. But he was doing just fine. But they got rid of him, and they also would love to recoup that money if they can. And they may have enough evidence to do that. Yep. All right, we're going to come back with our friend Dan Dockich in 2 minutes. He was in Miami. I don't know if there's a real comp to what happened here with Cignetti. A lot, you know, my cousin was throwing it like Jim Calhoun at UConn and what he pulled off, but that took a few years before they started rolling. And UConn had one, I think, some before that. Indiana was just a basement dweller program, even though they had some seasons. But we'll get his opinion on it. He was in the house. We'll ask about Buckeye hoops as well. Rothman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Cool. Which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
If better.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Now you can watch Rothman and Ice.
Go to YouTube and search 97.1 The Fan.
Rothman is wearing the pancake makeup, so you might as well watch. Back to Rothman and Ice.
All right, it's that time of the week. We connect with our guy in the Circle City, the one and only Dan Dockich. Don't at me on OutKick. And, of course, the Dan Dockich Show on the Indy Sports Ticket. My man, you were in the house. You've been along for the ride. We'll talk about whether there's a comp in your mind to this, because I can't really find one. But I'll ask you this, because you're the confident guy, and I'm the pessimistic fan. When he takes the ball out of Mendoza's hands on the last possession on 3rd and 5 and decides to run to surprise him. I know, because he already showed his hand earlier. I know that wasn't being conservative. He thought he could surprise him with a run and doesn't get it. So now Beck's got that ball with what, 1:42, no timeouts, but that's a lot of time in college. Were you in the mind of that you and I were heading to Heartbreak City?
No. And I'm going to tell you why. My brother sent me a text. He was at the game, too, and he said, here we go. I said, Tom, I feel good. I feel good. And I'll tell you exactly why. We had Urban on our show, and he said, you know, and he's told me this privately, you just kind of know Carson Beck's going to screw it up. Now, he didn't against Minnesota, okay? I mean, Mississippi, he didn't. But that's part of it. But the other part is, honest to God, okay, the run by Mendoza to win the game, right? I was sitting with, I'm dropping names all over the place here, so forgive
me. Clay Travis
and I, we're sitting there. And he goes, what do you think? I go, well, it's going to take a hell of a play by Miami to stop whatever Cignetti does here. It's just who this team is. And so to your point, 99 out of 100 times, I'd be like, oh, man, Indiana's going to lose here in heartbreaking fashion. But I'm just, this team does not make mistakes. It makes big plays. And, you know, that's why I say, I get it. Ohio State's had great teams. Miami's had great teams. LSU, 19, great team. Indiana's up there with all of them if you had to play the game, not go by draft choice. Because they just don't, they just make the plays when they got to make them. And so I was very confident, weirdly, very weirdly.
So I couldn't wait to ask you this because the vibes are great around this football program, right? Cignetti, they got all this momentum. But before this window of time, this is a basketball brand. So now you've got the football program winning a national championship. How does this shake the room for the basketball players, the basketball coaching staff over there, the ripple effect of this now for them? How are they feeling?
Well, I would think. I know how I'd be feeling. I'd be happy as hell because I always got along with the football staffs at Bowling Green in Indiana. But, hey, man, we better get off our ass and get going. I think you got to embrace everything about it if you're every sport. You got to embrace, look at how our university showed up. You know, the band, how great was the band and how great were the cheerleaders? How pretty were the, I mean, I'm talking about from a recruiting standpoint here now. You know what I'm saying? You embrace the entire, look at how our fans traveled. Could you imagine it if you were here? And we did this in basketball. Look at the big red line where the red steppers and the band and the people showed up in Pasadena and they showed up in Atlanta and they showed up, you know, down there in Miami. You got to embrace all of it, but I mean, all of it, and you got to sell all of it. But the truth of the matter is there's a lot of heat on you. I mean, somebody, and not somebody, you probably said this. Wait a second. We can do this in football, but we can't get in the NCAA tournament in basketball? Something's wrong here. That's the pressure, you know, but you got to embrace everything that happened and sell it as a university. If you're the basketball coach, the soccer, whoever, in my opinion. But yeah, man, hey, you're telling me, wait a second. You're telling me a guy can come in here in Indiana and win a national championship and we can't even get to the damn NCAA tournament in basketball. You know, we got the wrong guy, that kind of thing. That's 100%.
We have the former two-time captain of the Indiana Fighting Hoosiers, our friend Dan Dockich. All right, so you were there in 87. I mean, the fact that Indiana now owns the last two undefeated seasons in both the big sports is almost comical. No one could have dreamed that up. But you were there. I was there. You know what it feels like. Does this feel... I'm Bob Knight. He was bigger than life at that time. And by the way, in the 80s, it's not like Indiana football was nothing. Like, that was kind of the glory years. Indiana football was actually very competitive in the late 80s. That was the last time they beat Ohio State until this year.
Right.
But does this feel to you even 100 times bigger? And you were even a part of that national title.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, you go through Alabama in the Rose Bowl. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know. Yeah, we beat Duke in 87. That's great. But everything's bigger now with social media. Everything's bigger now with TV, with gambling. Everything's bigger. And this feels way bigger. I've said this, and I think you'd agree, but maybe you don't. That's the biggest win in the history of Indiana University. That, you know, basketball, great, unbelievable to just get to a national, to get to a Final Four, an Elite Eight. There's only been 11 Elite Eight teams in the history of Indiana basketball. But this, because of how football, college and pro has grown, because of social media and how guys are now stars, and because of the story where Indiana came from, you know, before Bob Knight, Indiana won that two national championships. So, you know, 100 times bigger is exactly how I would put it. you know, Anthony, it just is. Football's king, let's be honest. And, you know, to go undefeated, to have games in the Rose Bowl where Indiana, and I was there literally, I would say 80 to 90% Indiana, even more in Atlanta. Indiana showed, and I told Urban this 100 years ago when he was on my couch and I called the vice president at Indiana to get him the job at Indiana. I said, Urban, I'm just telling you, we have at Indiana a unbelievable fan base that has nothing to cheer for. And I've always felt that. I've been going to games since 1974 when my parents took me the first time. Just have to cheer for. But if you build it, they will come, and they built it, and they came. People were crying. There's some videos of me with kids. We're jumping around like idiots. And I didn't even drink because I had to drive home to Naples and drive back to Naples. So it's just crazy and fun, man. The best. The absolute best.
Diebler and his crew have won three of their last four here. They pick up an overtime win against Minnesota. I want to ask you this, though, Dan. Are you concerned at all about the heavy minutes for the big three, if you will, with Thornton, Royal, and Mobley, or is that just what it is at this point and those guys got to go?
Well, I would have loved to have heavy minutes. I don't know a player that doesn't want that responsibility. That's the player side of it, okay? That's the play. That's not the the coach has to understand, hey, I need to get rest when I can get rest for these guys. The players, shoot, are you kidding me? I mean, if they're not having the time of their life, they'll realize 5 years from now, this was the time of their life, playing all the time, getting in big games. But no, you have to, as a coach, practice has to be short for those guys. I mean, they can barely. Billy Donovan told me this. After he won his second title, he said, man, the most important thing that we did, we started a thing where we monitored how many times or how many minutes guys went against each other live. And I know people do that now. Now, a player wants to go. I mean, I think anyway, you know, but a coach has to back it up. Let me say one other thing. I've had enough of Mick Cronin. I've just had enough. Bitching, whining, moaning. I mean, honest to God. You know, he comes into Ohio State whips his ass. He's whining about his players. He gets a win over Purdue. He's whining about the travel. Suck it. Just stop. I mean, you're coaching in the Big Ten. You're assistant coach at Woodward High School. You BS'd your way into being a college coach, and now you're the freaking little mafia guy that's whining about everything. Enough. Enough of that. Anyway, I had to get that off my chest. I'm sorry.
All right, here's your weekly social experiment to weigh good. In on, all right? Yeah. So yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie A Bronx Tale.
Speaking it's one of my two favorite movies.
All right, amazing. So so you know the dating test where back in the day, you can't do it now because everybody's got a key fob, but back in the day, yeah. like Sonny was telling him, hey, you unlock her door and you let her in, and then when you're walking around, if she doesn't reach over to pop that lock, then you got to dump her. Like, that means she's selfish, and you got to dump her.
Yeah.
And he was so into this girl, and obviously he was thankful she did. So I said to Ice the other day, I said, you know, eventually that's got an expiration date. Like, or it's very situational. Is it cold, or is it a situation where someone's, you know, needs some help? And Ice was debating me and saying, like, no, if you're wired that way, you're going to do that your whole life. Does that have an, do you have to open the car door for your significant other every time?
I do. I will tell you a story about this and my daughter. My daughter was dating a nice guy. Mm-hmm. But I noticed a couple things. He didn't open the car door for her, and they were walking down the street. And I always stand, if I'm walking down the street with my wife, I always stand closest to the traffic. So if a car comes by, it's going to hit me, not her. And he didn't do that. And I said to her, I said, you sure this is the guy? And my daughter and I have a really good relationship. She's like, what are you talking? I go, well, I'm just asking, you know. And she figured that. I said, you know, Dad, I see you open the door for Lee all the time. He opens the door. You know, he walks ahead of me. He doesn't walk next, you know. I go, well, what do you think? And 2 days later, she broke up with him. So, and then he became a mess, calling, texting. So, yeah, I think you do it all the time. I think that stuff matters. There are times, though, let me go to your point. If I park too close to a car or somebody parks too close to me, I will tell my wife, hey, I can't open the door for you because my fat ass can't squeeze in there. So, you know, but yeah, that I'm with ICE. If you're wired that way, it isn't even a thought. It's just totally natural. That's what you do. Yes. Okay. Hell yes.
You're
right.
You're in. You're on team gentlemen.
That's why hot women love me, baby.
That's your damn.
That's why my whole life, as I look like I look, hot women have flocked to me, even though I look like 10 miles of bad road, big boy.
Yeah. So what you're saying is better looking guys don't have to open the door. They've got an inherent advantage.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, their wife's taking 16 Xanax a day, popping pills, and divorce comes, and you got a problem. So there you go.
And you lose half your net worth. All right. Speaking of net worth, I guarantee Monday night was worth every damn penny to you and your family. I'm happy you experienced that.
Best money I've ever spent. My stepdaughter, my wife, my daughter, we went as a group. We friends joined. I couldn't imagine, you know, why do we work, right? What do we work for? So we can buy a car? Hell no. Experiences have always been my thing. And that was the best experience of my life the last 4 to 6 weeks. No question.
Well done, my man. Always great to have you on. We'll talk to you next week. Be well.
Who's your basketball sucks right now, but all right, we'll figure it out. Thank you.
You got it. Double D on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems Fangist Hotline. We're going to come back and an analyst apologizes. Did he need to? You can judge it with us next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We're known for three things: games, conversation, and common man yelling about things only he cares about. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Everybody, it's Berm here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
What hope is? Hope is action. Carving a path forward, even when it's hard.
And kids who still know how to dream. They're the best pathfinders of all.
So at Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide to grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and so all those good things can come true for them. Safe.
And that means safe at home. Safe at school and safe online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
To learn how Child Fund works with children in 23 countries to help them achieve their full potential, visit childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube weekday morning starting at 6. If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate. If you're a fan of Jeff Gutoff, drive directly to a hospital. Seriously, The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Miss a minute of Rothman and Ice? Check out the podcast.
Type in Rothman and Ice wherever you get your podcasts. Download and subscribe.
Back to Rothman and Ice.
All right, sometimes the worst thing you can be called in sports is overrated. Now, maybe for some people, it wouldn't be the worst thing because maybe some people have a higher expectation of you than others. The other thing that you don't want if you're playing the quarterback position is you don't want a guy, you don't want people to talk about you as you're the reason that we screwed up or you helped beat the team. And that's what CJ Stroud is facing right now. And there's a lot of smoke out there about whether he'll ever be what they think he can be. And he started out like a house on fire. He was so good. So you know what? He has the talent. Like, that's the thing. I mean, it's one of those things that coaches are looking for, things that are coachable. Like, I can't coach you into being great, like as far as a talent goes.
Right.
You have what you have. Can we develop to some degree? They did it with Josh Allen. He was pretty inaccurate.
Yeah,
like,
he was.
They coached that out of him now.
And to your point, what comes along with that is his God-given physical ability, right? And just traits that you can't teach or build within a guy when they get to a certain age, because Josh Allen is, what, 6'4", 6'5", 225, and can throw the ball from here to there and to the next state and all those things. So, yeah, I completely agree with what you're saying. So it's going to be an interesting offseason for CJ, no doubt.
You take the good with the bad with guys like that, right? I mean, there have been some legendary quarterbacks that have made bad mistakes and this and that. They're all going to throw picks. They're all going to do stupid things under pressure. It's a lot easier to play armchair quarterback. But for CJ in that loss in the divisional round, which is the third straight season that it's ended up there, four picks all in the first half, and a lot of people feel justified in saying that he's overrated, that it was just really sloppy, and he didn't. And I said when I came in, the one thing that he's going to have to somehow get better at is having more poise. Mm-hmm. When he's under pressure, that's when mistakes happen. Mm-hmm. And the best at the time can live to fight another down. Like, they can calculate the penalty of screwing it up here, like of making a mistake here. You hear the announcers all the time, Eddie, say, anything but a sack. Can't take a sack here. No timeout. Like, the best of the best know that.
Yeah.
And they can get rid of the football. And when CJ was getting rid of the football under duress, it was almost like he was saying, well, I got to get rid of it, no matter what.
He was panicking. Like, that's just what it...
Or didn't want to get hit, or didn't want to take the sack.
Maybe all that,
whatever.
Yeah. Maybe all of that.
But he has regressed over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and so, because you're right. When you look at some of the peaks that he has, like the touchdown he threw to Christian Kirk in the game against New England, that's a good throw. Like, he's got that in him.
After Kirk dropped one for a touchdown that wasn't on him, on CJ.
So, it's not a, excuse me, lack of ability, but I think the scariest part of this, for me, if I were running the show in Houston or if I were a Texans fan, was what you saw in back-to-back postseason games and just how it looked like the moment was too big for him. And that's not, I'm not going to sit here and say that's who he's going to be the rest of the way in his career, because I think when you're at his age, you got to go through these things and you do have to have these learning experiences, but you don't want it to come in the form and fashion that it did for CJ, to where it was just like he couldn't hit pause on the bad play. He couldn't get himself out of that mental funk, even coming out of half times and having the ability to reset. And the only way you're going to learn that about him is to unfortunately put him in that situation again. And so financially, I think he absolutely hurt himself, because if he played, I think even just average to obviously great, we'd be sitting here talking about, is CJ Stroud going to be in the $53 to $55 million a year type of situation? But I think that's off the table now, because you don't want to attach yourself to a quarterback to where you need him the most. He's going to shrivel up the way CJ did. And so that's what's really unfortunate for him, is the financial part of this. They're not going to give up on him, AR. They're going to pick up that fifth-year option. I think he'll be their guy next year. But now I think there is room for conversations where we have to sit here and question, is he going to be their quarterback of the future long term? Because he just hasn't stepped up when they needed him in the postseason.
100%. And the other part is that when you have an elite defense, it shines a bigger spotlight on the quarterback.
No doubt.
Because you don't need the quarterback to do everything. You just can't have him hurt you the way he hurt you that game. And that's where he's going to have to face it. I'm not saying when he rolls out and turns around or does some kind of bootleg roll and he rolls into pressure and it's in your face right away, a quarterback's instincts are to get rid of it. And let's get to the analyst part of this. So Dan Orlovsky was like all of us in watching that game and watching and just cringing at every time he had the ball. And remember, once you have four picks in the first half, you're probably going to be a little gun shy.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want five or six or more. And then you're into crazy territory. And the game was actually still winnable. The weird part about the four picks in the first half is the game was still gettable. Like, he could have rescued one of the worst games ever.
Is he going to pull a Trevor Lawrence? Remember that? Where he had four picks in the playoff game a few years
crazy.
Ago. And came back, I think, with four tutties after that.
So Orlovsky apologized for the way he talked about the game, because he put it, I think TLC has this, the original. Okay, so you haven't heard this.
Mm-mm.
I know exactly why Dan felt bad because of this comment.
If you're Houston, you win that game with 31 other quarterbacks. Mm. And it's unfortunate.
With Jared Stidham?
And any other quarterback. I mean, it's unfortunate that we don't get this defense, not only the AFC title game, but then more than likely in the Super Bowl if they win that game yesterday. Bad quarterback play wins that game. Bad quarterback play. The pick six and the fumble, that's 10 points right there. Now, credit New England. New England made some crucial plays in crucial moments. Drake May's touchdown to the fourth down to Douglas, the touchdown to Steph with the ball placement, the booty play, no question. But if you're Houston, I think Houston and Buffalo walk away from this weekend sick to their stomach because they look at all the self-inflicted wounds. 10 turnovers by CJ, or five picks, five fumbles in two games in the playoffs?
Yes.
And I think now, if you're Houston, you're going to sit there and go, what do we do at the quarterback position in the future?
So you heard it. It was the very first thing.
Uh-huh.
That's what made, and that's why Dan has now apologized. You'll hear that in a second. But I think that he was, in a weird way, just trying to, like all analysts do, illustrate it in a very over-the-top way. And because you heard Shefty jump in, wait a minute, you win that game with Jarrett Stidham? And then he doubled down and said 31 other guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I think CJ, a backup quarterback, you're not winning that game. You're not winning with anybody. Now, I think what he meant was 31 other starters.
Maybe
is
so.
What he meant.
Maybe
not so. Not just 31 randos.
It wasn't the worst thing that I've heard anybody say, but if I'm CJ, obviously I don't love hearing that. I don't love hearing
when
that.
I first heard it, I'm like, I don't know why you're apologizing. You said what you said, and that's how you felt in the moment, and here's the apology.
On Monday morning after the Patriot-Texans game, I went on and said, Houston wins that game with 31 other quarterbacks. I want to publicly apologize to C.J. Stroud. I crossed the line. I don't ever want to do that in this role. When I started 8 years ago, I was making the commitment, never go on TV and say, well, they won because the quarterback played good, or they lost because the quarterback played bad. And so I've been called out on it. Accountability, full stop, shouldn't have done it. There's ways for me to say that in regards to C.J. Stroud did the one thing he couldn't do, and that's why they lose the game. I don't want to take away from New England's defense as well. So full stop, that wasn't cool of me, and that was wrong of me. Different way for me to communicate that.
I'm not going to tell him how to feel. That's how he felt. And I'm not going to play his attorney either. But I think the only part about it was that I don't like that he said, I made a promise to myself that I'd never say that's why you lost a game. Because I think he could have said they lost the game because of those picks.
Real quick, Ayer, I think what he's trying to say is we do get caught up in the quarterbacks make everything happen and not adding context. So I think that's the road he's trying to go down. And I respect that because there is more to it than just the quarterback play. So I get what he was trying to say.
He's a good dude. And I think he does an exceptional job for a guy that wasn't a star in the league. I think Orlovsky is one of the best at it right now. And so if that made him feel better moving forward because of the world he lives in, then so be it. But I don't think it should stop him from analyzing and being himself and giving his own take on that, because you probably could have gone through 31 if you wanted to. And you might have gotten to somebody that maybe you wouldn't have won that game.
I just think what he's saying is the world we need to live in when we talk about games is that we get too caught up in quarterback play and we don't shine lights on the other parts of the game.
All right, speaking of that, top of the draft, Mel's mock. We'll hit it next, top of the hour. Rothman and Knights on the Fan.
No hot takes, no dancing, plenty of stupid. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Better.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. The Columbus Blue Jackets activated forward Mason Marchman off injured reserve this morning ahead of their game with the Dallas Stars at Nationwide. He's expected to skate on the top line after missing 8 games with an upper body injury. Forward Isaac Lundestrom also returns to the lineup tonight. To make room on the roster, the team placed defenseman Denton Matejchuk on IR. Pre-game coverage on the Fan this evening gets underway at 6:30. Puck drop is at 7. The 12th-ranked Ohio State women's basketball team has been on a roll. They look to continue that tonight when they welcome Indiana to the shot at 8. Tyler Danberg and Katie Motter-Henniger have the call over on the Fan 2 beginning at 7:45. Christian McCaffrey, Josh Allen, Drake May, Trevor Lawrence, and Matthew Stafford have been named finalists for the NFL MVP. This one's sponsored by Jermaine Toyota for unbeatable service and sales. Visit Jermaine Toyota on the corner of I-70 and Bryce Road or online, germainetoyota.net.
Anthony once ran the table on the World 9-Ball Champion. Coincidentally, Maddie is out looking for a Magic 8-Ball. Signs point to, this is Rothman and Ice.
Second hour of the program. So, lurking around the building, I believe, is CBJ legend Cam Atkinson. I never want to promise anything like this because I haven't talked to him. We haven't committed, you know, there's no commitment.
Maybe TLC's
commitment to excellence.
To
no, I don't think he has either.
Yeah, okay.
And so I feel like this would be a nice little thing if we can corral him at the bottom of the hour.
Bug him for some minutes?
I got a commitment.
Oh, you dating somebody now?
That's not what I was talking about.
I thought maybe you were surprised at this.
No, no. And after what you two both went through yesterday, I don't know if I want to date and co-host a radio show. Sounds like trouble.
Yeah. It'll happen one day.
Couch or right. Bed last night?
Barney Rubble. Trouble. Anyway.
That wasn't an answer.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. I wasn't. I had moved on.
What is this commitment you're talking about, sir?
You think Cameron Thomas Atkinson will join us at 1:30?
That's what I think, yes.
Okay.
Cameron Thomas Atkinson.
Okay.
Hope that's
CTA?
I hope that's better than CTA. Yes, we'll board the CTA.
How about BTA?
Been a lot of that going on.
Yeah. Not really sure
you know
what
BTA
is.
Belt ass.
Oh, that's
somebody's
right.
Getting Maddie. Whooped.
That's right. That's it.
You know? Yeah. Michael Irvin brought that to life.
He did.
The visual, you know?
Well, that's ironic.
Belt to trash is what he was doing.
That's ironic.
I've seen him whooping trash cans, coolers, like whatever he can.
The best picture ever was him just standing on Monday night, just looking with all the confetti falling on him. That was a great
Stephon Diggs in the AFC Championship.
I mean, that is really, really tough, though. Like, when you, not for Michael Irvin, but for the current Miami players and Cristobal, you lost a natty on your home turf.
What was going on with Fletcher after the game?
He slapped the heck out of somebody.
Yeah.
Who
knows what
know
words are getting
reason.
Said.
Yeah, who knows? You know, highly emotional situation. Maybe the guy for I don't know. But clearly for Fletcher, that's... Can't do that.
That wasn't Kamara, was it? Who did he slap?
I can't remember.
That was another defensive lineman.
I can't remember. Yeah, he tried to go 5 fingers to the face like Dave Chappelle.
Well, he connected.
Oh, he definitely did.
He did connect
it. Yeah, he definitely did. Wasn't LeGarrette Blount style.
Great
but
call.
It was a, you know.
Ding, ding, ding.
Definitely a slap. Slap's kind of more disrespectful to me, honestly, than the punch.
I'd rather get slapped than punched.
For sure, but there's something about getting slapped versus... getting punched.
What if I like took off my glove and slapped you with the glove? How would that look? Is that better or worse?
Actually,
he's got props. He's like a carrot top over here. Let's dig into the bag of props and see what I can slap you with.
The other thing that I had heard was that Carson Beck did not go shake Fernando Mendoza's hand. I don't know. That because of the everything that was going on? I saw Fletcher did, but...
I don't know. Is that like a thing in college football that's expected of the quarterbacks? I can't sit here and say that that's something I see all the time.
They're both going in the pros together now. It's like a great game. I actually give give Beck more of an out because he threw the game-ending interception, so he probably wasn't in the mindset of it. But
you know where I'm at with handshakes. Like, I think the college basketball handshake line, like, that can go away. I think we'll be okay. I just don't think when we get to a certain age that everybody's got to be, hey, buddy, buddy, thanks for beating me. Now go, you know, I don't know. I don't need that.
Win it all.
I don't need that.
Well, I don't need all of that. I don't know if he has to
jersey swapping after losses.
Have you guys seen the picture of the way, by the way, it was like a couple years ago where these guys, I think, were in Vegas.
Can we ask him about jersey swaps?
And they did they had polos on, just out partying in Vegas, and they did like a polo swap at the end of the night. Like, two dudes were just hanging out. I got to show you this meme. It's hilarious.
Like,
I don't
know, shirtless and just holding up their shirts?
They did, like, the polo. Like, they were partying together. They did a polo swap after a night in Vegas.
Here's the way I've always looked at it. It's certainly not easy to do that. You're down in the dumps. You lost the game. I think part of it is just... And this is maybe old school corny for me. There is a level of sportsmanship that I still enjoy, that I like. You don't have to be best friends, but after you go to battle like that and ends, I know the coaches feel it feels forced
needs to be required. That's all.
I don't even know if it is required. He's not getting penalized for not doing it. No, getting criticized for not doing it, but
I guess
there's
the college basketball example. Those guys have to go through that line.
I think part of that is the coaches want his guys to be on that side of it, to lose with some dignity and just feel like you're a sportsman still. And I'm maybe just me. It's not easy, and that's what makes it worth something to me. Like, it's easier to just slump and walk off the court. That's the easy thing to do. The harder thing to do is to man up and say, great game. And maybe I'm hanging on to something that doesn't exist anymore, and that's fine.
So you were on the Bulls side of the argument when the Pistons walked off the court, Isaiah versus MJ?
It fed into their identity. I mean, when you're called the bad boys,
There's also history there, right? There's a real dislike
bets are off.
It's one of those things, too, where it's like the unwritten rule, where, like, especially in basketball, it's like, oh, you hurt my feelings. We're down already. Don't go score anymore. Like, no, get the hell out of here. Stop me before the game, before it gets to this point. Like, those things just drive me nuts. I'm here for
teaching. Coaches running it up and that kind of thing?
Well, it says, again, if a guy AR has 58 points, right, and you're already down 20, I'm not going to be mad at him for going to get 60. We should have stopped him throughout the game. I think
that's so true. And it happened against your team one time. Wasn't there a time where, like, the Ravens were going for some rushing record against the Broncos?
Yes.
And Vic Fangio was talking about how it was like a safety hazard that the Ravens weren't kneeing out the clock.
I don't want to hear any of that, especially from grown men. To your point, kids growing up, junior high, high school, I'm all for teaching sportsmanship. I just think when we get to a certain age, I don't think it's necessary for guys to be forced to shake hands. Like, I don't think that's needed in college. I don't. Because we don't do it in football. It's just a basketball thing.
Yeah, I guess when you're in a team sport, I've always viewed it, you win as a team, you lose as a team. And if we're all doing the handshake line, then one guy saying, I don't want to, feels off. Like, we're a team. Like, and you got to man up and do it.
So you thought Carson Beck should have found Mendoza? That's what, after the game?
I'm not saying, I think that would have been a nice move for him. I do. I think that, but I understand that I'm looking at this from someone that's not emotionally involved. I didn't play. So I get that. And they all don't work out great, right? And it's one of those things that I'm not going to die on the hill for, but a lot of things I've had to just kind of say, okay, that's the new era, the new generation. It's not about that. But I still like some of that stuff.
And I think there is organic things that happen now to where we're not always talking about a whole bunch of scuffles and stuff after games. We see plenty of NFL games where guys are chopping it up. Hey, good to see you, blah, blah, blah. I think there's a lot of that. It's rare that we're talking about crazy dust-ups anymore after games. So I always think there's a healthy respect between athletes. And I do
outside
like
of
that.
Fletcher slapping that.
So I'm saying, like, those are kind of.
But he may have been provoked. He may have been taunted. Well, the emotions are so high. And yeah. I do want to say that you can't just look at this as everyone is feeling perfect. They're not. One team gave their heart and soul and lost, and one team is at the highest of highs. And so you mesh those together, and you expect the team that's down in the dumps to...
I think it's easy to say that. Like,
I'm with you.
Swallow your pride, you know, flush away the anger and all of that. And everybody handles different things, right? There's certain guys that are like, hey, you know what? This was cool. We made it here. Yeah, we lost, but this is a moment I'll remember forever. And there's other guys that are like, no, I don't want to see anybody in Indiana colors right now, or this is going to go the other way.
And the fact is, you know, there was a thought that maybe Beck, I don't know, was hurt on the play or on the pick or took a hit when he let it go, and he just was not the right frame of mind, right? Went into the locker room and all that, but...
Yeah, I don't look at Carson Beck any differently for not doing that. It's honestly, I didn't even think about it until you brought it up, honestly.
No, and the only reason I brought it up was because of the Fletcher moment, and then it made me think of the other moment, but...
No, yeah. I remember thinking about that because I was at the Ohio State-Oregon game in 21 that was here when Oregon won, like... 42-35 or something like that. And I do remember, like, as soon as the game went 000, I remember watching Garrett Wilson run straight to the locker room and everyone else was shaking hands. And I'm like, that looks soft. Like, you don't got to be best. Like, a simple handshake, good game, whatever. Mm-hmm. You don't have to overdo it.
It's not going to hurt him. I know that people accused him of, like, this is a terrible look and he's not a sportsman and that matters and this is all you need to know about him. I disagree with that. I think that's going way too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think GMs are going to worry about that either.
Oh,
like they're not.
No.
In fact, anything, they may want, like, give me the guy that won't take the test.
You know how
like,
what they GMs may want, care about. What are you doing on the field?
Yeah.
And here's the other
thing.
How
many times have we heard, GMs won't draft a player who sat out their bowl game? Yeah, right.
Well, here's the other thing that I want to, because I think sometimes it is hypocritical because a lot of people also like the guy that his world ended because of the loss, meaning they want a guy to hurt so badly. That means he cared more. And when you're just happy, smile, great game, it makes you feel like a lot of people accuse him of that, too.
For sure. So, you can't really win. It's just all about how the decision makers are wired and what they care about.
All right. We're going to get into Mel's mock next. Who is at the top of the draft? And is Beck actually a guy anybody would want right now? Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan.
I wish I'd gotten treated.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Common Man has hosted shows with radio royalty, Spielman, Tor, T-Bone, just to name a few. So listen to his new show with Timmy Hall. If man can pull this one off, he's a miracle worker. Common Man and Timmy.
Weekdays at 3.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We will see partly sunny skies today with temperatures right around that freezing mark and gusty winds, so there will be a wind chill in place. And then for tonight, mostly cloudy overnight with our lows in the teens. For Friday, partly sunny with temperatures falling throughout the day. We will only get into the teens for highs with the feels like eventually getting below zero again with gusty winds continuing. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Maddie was a big Browns fan. Scratch that, we mean he's a big fan of the former Browns. The Baltimore Ravens. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, this is what we do, fast forward sports. Nobody stays in the present. You got Mel Kiper's mock up there.
Hot off the
2026.
Press. The hot off the press or press is? Hot off the press or press is?
Yeah. I guess if you're lucky enough to have more than one press, press is, but...
Okay. I don't know. I never knew the right way to say that.
I think they both work, Matty.
Okay. Hot off the press.
Hot off the press.
Okay. Yeah, I got it here, though. Right in front of me.
So this is right after the big game.
Yep.
And so there's no question he's going to have Mendoza going to the Raiders.
That's a lock. We saw Tommy. By the way, speaking of Tom Brady at the game, there's a picture going around of Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's girlfriend, and what I think is Tom Brady's new girlfriend. I don't know if they're Facebook official or not, but those two were in a suite. Her name's what? Alex Earl? Alexa Earl? What's her name, TLC?
Alex Earl.
Alex Earl.
Previously with Braxton Berrios.
Former Miami Hurricane wide receiver. And they were in a booth together. So does that mean,
AR, that
Tommy and Bill are good now? Everything cool? Because the ladies were kicking it. It's an interesting photo.
Unless somehow those girls know each other previously.
Okay.
I mean, they are both in the same age region.
I don't think you need air quotes for that. That's just fact.
Well, I mean, compared to the boys that they're hanging out with.
Oh, no doubt. There's no doubt about it. And so, yeah, we know Tom was in the building. I didn't see any pictures of Uncle Bill there. Was he there? And I just missed it?
I don't think so.
I don't know. But, yeah, that would be interesting if they've kind of
made
up. There
is no way that Brady and Belichick are on a double date anywhere.
You think there's no chance?
They could be in an event together.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think there's ever out to dinner, public, the four of them. I don't see it ever happening.
Oh, man.
I think it's just a
time heals sort of all. Time heals all, and maybe, you know, the ladies can, you know, foster that relationship again. I don't know. But, yes, getting back to
that. I could be wrong on that, but
I don't know.
I think somewhere along the line, what is the girl that Brady's dating is
Alex Earl?
I know. What is
her claim
to fame?
I think.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
TikToker, supermodel, something like that.
And Jordan Hudson's claim to fame was what?
I don't know her origin story. We talked about her a lot. And I really don't know. Like,
the origin story is that they're just young and hot.
So she dated Belichick. But wasn't she like a, like Miss Massachusetts or any of that?
Pageant girl.
Yeah, yes. It was. He met her on that flight, right? He signed the book.
Oh, that story again.
She wanted
helping
him
her with the homework.
Yes, yeah, study hard, stay in school. I feel like how it started. That they met randomly on a plane
on a rando Tuesday.
Now remind me, AR, because there's
some snakes on a plane.
There's something.
Airplane. You like a good gladiator?
I'm just immature. I'm sorry. There's something in the story where Bill signed her book and said what again? Remind me of what he wrote in her book. Because I'd have to look up. I think you brought this story to the show before. And he signed the book.
Was it just a regular textbook or was it his book, like The Art of Winning or The Lessons of Football?
I want to say it was his book, but why would she just be reading his book? That's why I don't buy the story. But didn't he like sign off like something about his rings or something? Like seven time or how many Super Bowls?
Yeah,
he did hype
himself up a little bit.
Jordan, thanks for giving me a course on logic. Safe travels, Bill Belichick. What is it, 80? Then he just lists all the years that he won the Super Bowl?
Come on, man. Part of me respects it, but then part of me is like, that's not bad.
I ride a Harley Davidson. Does that turn you on, Harley Davidson?
February 11th, 2021 was the date signed on this autographed book.
Oh, that's right, because then we did the math on how old she would have been when he signed the book.
So she was probably at that time 23?
Oh, no, it had to be.
Oh, is this one of those where it's like they stayed in touch and then all of a sudden a friendship developed?
What date did you say he signed the book?
February 11th, 2021.
How old is she
now?
That
would have made her 20.
Oh.
Dude, he still would have been the Patriots coach at this point.
Okay.
That would have made her, not that anything happened at that point, but that would, and when did they start dating? A couple years later?
Yeah.
Okay.
This would have been, dude, they would have even drafted Mac Jones.
He waited till she was legally able to buy her a drink. Have one.
Yeah. But either way.
Yes.
Back to Uncle Bell's mock. I think I would be shocked that Fernando Mendoza isn't the 1-1, and he goes to Las Vegas. They tried the Geno Smith experiment. That obviously failed. Pete Carroll, he gone. Chip Kelly, he gone.
How can you pass on him? And I know they don't have the team to support it yet, and I get that, but the NFL isn't about finding quarterbacks later if you can. Like, his leadership ability, his toughness, his arm, and I'm not, no one's here saying that Fernando Mendoza is going to suddenly be a rock star in the NFL, but I feel like he's got so many things that teams would covet. And here's the other thing. The only thing I would question is whether, like, he's a great college quarterback in his toughness and all that, but I'm wondering, because he is kind of an aw shucks guy, and he's a throwback for sure.
That's what you want in Vegas, though.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's the personality you want in Vegas.
Yeah, he's a throwback in that way, which is so cool to have he's just such a unique personality. And how that plays in the NFL. But the one thing that always plays in the NFL is talent and leadership, and can you back up your talk with your play? And I think he's done that. He's won over a lot of people that way. I feel like he's probably being set up, though, for a hair of a fall. I mean, it's not a great spot. He's going to be asked. He took a beating in college. I know he's a big kid, but this is putting a lot on his shoulders. I hope he can handle it. But if I'm the Raiders, I'm not passing on it.
No, I can't do that. I don't, man. Going the other way, as you kind of alluded to, how some people think you build the team out and then drop the quarterback in there. That's a lot of work, and a lot of luck has to be in your favor as far as signing the critical free agent and getting the free agents at the time that you absolutely need. And those guys obviously want to play for you, but that also requires you as a front office and a scouting department hitting on draft class after draft class with ready to go guys. And that's rare. Like, that's why I was so impressed with what Andrew Berry did up in Cleveland this year, because you don't see that all the time where you're talking 3-4 guys out of a draft class that are ready to go and ready to go at a pretty high level. So to me, it's a no brainer. You take Fernando Mendoza, and like you said, all these guys are lottery tickets, all of them. And you just have to hope that you hit. And there's going to be levels of that money that, if you will, on that lottery ticket. Certain guys, you get the Mahomes of the world. Certain guys, you get a Jamarcus Russell of the world. You never know. I'm so fascinated, though, AR, by the Chiefs picking at 9. That it just doesn't even look right seeing them pick that high. And Mel Kiper at 9 has them taking Jeremiah Love out of Notre Dame. And if they do make that pick there, I see the vision, because the run game for them has been spotty over the last couple of years. And he's that guy. He's got that home run hitting ability with his speed and all the long runs we watched him make as a Golden Domer. And so, yeah, this is rare territory for the Chiefs picking at 9, but he's got them taking a running back in Jeremiah Love.
Nobody loves that as far as running backs in the first round. They're like, but we've seen it now with Genty, and we believe that, was there only one, or was Hampton? Did Hampton go in the first round last year too?
I think he did.
I think he may have.
I think
we'll
he did.
To check that.
Yeah, Hampton was the first rounder.
But we've also seen that Quinshon Judkins and Trayvon Henderson and guys that don't go in the first round, that there's still a lot of value there. Where did Cam Scadabo go? He was late.
4 or 5.
Yeah, he was way late. And I'm just saying that Jeremiah Love may be that difference maker, and you put him on a team with Patrick Mahomes, and now it's not the Genty effect. Because with Genty, like, it was him and Bowers, and you didn't have enough maybe at the quarterback position to put too much pressure on them.
Yeah.
But if you give him to Patrick Mahomes, where you have to respect the pass on every play, that could really work.
And, like, look, we've seen with our own eyes what Andy Reid has done with, like, a running back like LeSean McCoy. And LeSean McCoy was that guy. He was really, he had that shake and bake to him, had that twitch to him. And I could see why Andy Reid would look at Jeremiah Love and think, I want that back. And he can kind of recreate what he had in Philadelphia with the speedster and Xavier Worthy as his DeSean Jackson, maybe a guy like Jeremiah Love being his new Shady McCoy.
All right, we'll keep going on that later on. We'll tell you where he has the Buckeyes going when we hit the bulletin. But up next in 2 minutes, I believe we'll have a CBJ legend skating on in. Cam Atkinson will join us next. Rothman and I.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio Sports Destination. Hey, kids.
Anthony once did magic for birthday parties. See, when you say it out loud, it doesn't sound so bad. Back to Rothman and Ice.
All right, pulled off a little magic act here as CBJ Royalty skates on in. Our friend Cam Atkinson, the legend in the studio here. Good to see you, my man. Oh, that's my bad. See, I'm not used to turning on other microphones. Sorry, Cam.
Yummy.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Locked and loaded now?
Locked and loaded, my man. Good to have you aboard. This is cool. All right, so I don't even know where I want to go first, but I do believe that you are going to lace them up again. Are you not? Is there an alumni game coming for you?
Nah, I don't know about that.
Okay.
It's, I'll be dropping the puck.
Oh, okay.
Saturday.
All right.
I did the one-day retirement a couple months ago, and my equipment's still somewhere at Nationwide, so that's I have zero desire to get on the ice. Yeah.
You mentioned retirement. Take us inside that moment when you were like, this is it. Like, I'm good. I'm ready to walk away from the game, because I'm sure that had to be pretty tough.
Yeah, you know, I think last year playing for the Lightning, you know, I mentally, physically transitioned myself knowing that this could be my last year. I had opportunities potentially go play other places, but I was getting at the point where my kids are getting older. You know, my kids have been in three different schools in 3 years, and it's like, it's time to start, you know, settling down and growing our life here in Columbus. And so, yeah, it was a lot of talks with my wife and just kind of picking her brain and, last year, obviously. And I knew I was done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think what's super important that I did throughout my career is build relationships and network. And hockey doesn't last forever. Sports don't last forever. So it's, what are you going to do next? And be ready for what's next. And not, you know, I think that's the biggest problem with athletes these days is once you're done, whether it's on your own terms or not, they don't know what they're going to do next. And that's when you kind of go through a little down spiral. But, I knew it was time and I couldn't be happier to be in the position I am.
Cam, when you think about your career, is it more than what you had dreamed of? Less, right in the middle? Because I feel like when you came into the league, you had a lot to prove, certainly. This was a big boys league. It is still now, but you certainly were on the cusp of it still being where you had to probably overcome a lot of like stereotypical stuff. Is he big enough? Is he going to be strong enough? Can he drive the net? Does he have that kind of ability? And I think you obviously wowed people right away. But when you think about your career, how do you put it into a capsule?
That's a good question. You know, obviously being a smaller type player, I've always had to prove myself year in and year out at every age group, every level, even when I scored 40 goals, even when I was a two-time All-Star. You know, I was always goal-oriented, just like most athletes, personal individual goals that you always have in the back of your head. And, you know, growing up, you see smaller guys that paved the way, like Marty St. Louis, Brian Gionta, Theo Fleury, guys that had a lot of success that were my size, if not, you know, plus or minus a little smaller or bigger. So it's like, if these guys can have success, why the heck can't I? And I've used that as motivation to fuel my fire, to prove people wrong and to prove myself that I was one of the best. And as far as, you know, am I satisfied with the career? Yeah, of course I'm satisfied. I mean, do you always want more? For sure. Do I think I could still play? Absolutely. But it comes to a point where, you know, I got my body still ready and in good condition. My teeth are all fake now, but
they look good.
Yeah,
they look good.
It's but no, it's I'm happy. I don't really sit back and dwell on like the career I had. I'm more of I live in the moment type of guy. And
19 was great though.
Yeah, I mean, you can't forget. I still have videos on my phone of in the locker room. You know, kids coming up to my door. Like kids with brooms, leaving them at my front door every 5 minutes, and I'm half dressed. You know, the boys are all celebrating. We all have our phones, and it's like, ring, ring. It's like, yeah. Like, let's go.
It was unreal.
It was a special
moment.
What
people don't forget, you had to roll. You went on a streak at the end of that year, 7 of 8.
Yeah.
You get in the playoffs. But what I'd heard that no one really expected Torts to give that speech. I don't think any of the assistants even expected it.
The Tampa one?
The Tampa speech. Don't take a step back.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
What do you remember from that moment?
Well,
and what that did for you?
That speech was actually in between first and second period. So that wasn't before the game. I remember, you know, rolling up to the rink before game one in Tampa, and they already had, I mean, they set a record for the individual, or not individual, but the NHL record for most points
present,
ever for a team in a regular season. So they had, their fans already had like Stanley Cup mock-up Stanley Cups, and it's we were the underdogs for sure, but we were like, we're going to use this as motivation. And I will say, we were down, I don't know if it was 2 or 3-0 at the end of the first. And we're like, oh gosh, let's just, maybe we'll focus on the second game. But you just started kind of plugging away, and we scored one. And then you could kind of tell the momentum was going in our favor. And once we scored that last one, I remember Seth Jones, I was in front of the net when he scored. We're like, this is our series.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So, you know, Torts is, as you know, a polarizing figure.
Oh, yeah.
He really is. And AR knows him really well. We used to have him on the show every week. So it was great, you know, getting to know him. But you were around him every day in that locker room, on planes and all of that. Your perspective of what John Tortorella was as a head coach and what he meant to your career.
Yeah, it's so Torts and I, we keep in touch till this day. You know, I'm flying back with the Lightning on their plane after the game, and I'm going to be in Tampa for a couple of days. I'm going to go meet him for lunch. So him and I are super close. We did a little bit of foundation work when we're in Philly. You know what? I owe a lot of my success to Torts. As a player, whatever sport you're playing, you just want a coach to believe in you. Not that other coaches didn't, but I'll never forget when he got hired, Marty St. Louis, who's a good buddy of mine, who obviously coaches the Montreal Canadiens. He was like, if you work your bag off, you're going to get rewarded. And I just took that like that's second nature. I always work my, you know, work hard and on and off the ice, whatever it may be. And sure enough, Torts believed in me, and he put me out there in every situation, and he went to bat for me during contract negotiations. And so, yeah, as a coach, I've been fortunate to be coached by him and obviously John Cooper, two NHL legends, two Hall of Fame coaches. And yeah, it's people don't realize the type of person Torts is off the ice. Not that, you know, as a coach, he's a great motivator, but media portrays him as you know, the villain or a bad guy. But he will change, and he changed the dynamic of our team when he got hired here. You know, that brick by brick, doesn't matter who you are, how much money you make, if you're going, you're gonna play. And those are obviously non-negotiables for him. And he changed the foundation till this day, I think. And I, like I said, I could talk for days about Torts. Love him as a person and as a coach.
Who's picking up the tab for lunch?
Oh, he's yeah. I'm retired. He's working, right. So he is.
Cam Atkinson with us, CBJ legend, one of the best to ever do it. All right, so when Rusty Kelesla was in here, first ever draft pick by the CBJ, I played a little game called, you know, how well does Rusty know Rusty and where he is in the CBJ lore. So we're now going to find out maybe a little bit. I'll come up with a couple here on how well Cam knows Cam as far as CBJ lore. All right. So we don't really need any game show music unless you have some handy, but, all right. So how many games did you play? All-time games played list. I know where you rank. Do you know where you rank?
For Blue Jackets?
CBJ.
Just CBJ?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know I've played 626 or 8.
It's amazing. 627.
You were. We'll
give it to him. Yeah, we'll give it to him.
Who are the Blue Jackets that you trail? You're ranked third. Who would be the all-time that you trail?
Third in what? Points?
Games played.
Games played. Well, I know Nash.
That's right.
I know Boone surpassed me.
Okay. That's it. You got it.
Yeah.
How many game-winning goals did you score as a Blue Jacket?
I don't know. I think it's 40-something, 46.
You're in the ballpark.
48.
42.
42.
Who you rank second? In goals and game-winning goals, trailing only one guy.
Yep.
You know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
How many game-winning goals did Nasher have? If you had 42.
I know there's a couple significant jumps that he has on me. Is it a significant number? No.
Nope.
50?
44.
44.
Right there. Who owns the club record for career shorties?
Me.
That's right. How many?
21?
16. Who owns the franchise record for Hatties?
That's me. Six?
Got it. Oh, yeah. Nailed it. All right, I'll give you a final one because you're nice enough to hang out with us. You had your NHL debut in 2011 against Nashville, and you scored your first goal 3 days later.
Corey Schneider, Vancouver Canucks.
Okay. All right.
Come on.
Not that forget. I, of course, your
Come
first
on.
One. I was
that's easy
I,
work.
Yeah. Right. I was going to. Right.
You know, believe it or not, I remember
I was gonna give you a
lot of my goals.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. From not even pro, but college.
Do you remember any of your fights?
Yeah, I got into one last year.
Real quick.
Sticking up for Gensel.
Favorite. Yes.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Favorite what?
I was going to say favorite goal. You said you remember him.
I mean, first NHL goal is always, okay. is always top. You know, I would say certain playoff goals mm-hmm. when I scored 10 or 11 seconds in against Pittsburgh. That was insane just because the crowd was absolutely buzzing. Yeah. Even the empty netter just in against Tampa in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the crowd knew what was coming. But I can go on and on.
Okay. Yeah. These guys are going through their, we had Z on Wednesday, and I said to him, I go, you know, this is your sixth head coach here.
Yeah.
He's like, I haven't really gone through a transition in season like I'm now, but they got a little juice from it.
Yep.
I know that they, but that juice can only last so long, right? Now you got to settle in and really head into this pre-Olympic break with some wins. Where are you on this team and your expectations of them?
Yeah, you know what? It's always unfortunate, and that's the crappy part about the business, you know, when GMs and coaches and players get traded, but unfortunately, that's the nature of the beast, and where the players ultimately are out there, and they have to produce and get results, right? So you never want to see something like that happens, but it happens all the time, and I think the timing was perfect in a sense, with like you just said, that the ownership obviously still believes in this team, and it's important to get these points before the Olympic break, because Olympic break, then it's you're not playing for a couple weeks or whatever it may be, and they're still very well in the fight, and they've been doing good so far, but it's how do we stay motivated to get as many points before the break to put us back into, you know, playoff contention. And but yeah, I mean, they're skilled. Mm-hmm. They have all the tools. I think they're playing pretty well right now, and there's no reason for them not to make the playoffs.
You've given the city a lot of memorable moments, my man. It's mm-hmm. great to have you. You're such an ambassador for the game and this team and the franchise. Thanks for coming by.
No, I appreciate it. I'm glad Bobby Carpenter is in here. But I love talking with you boys, and anytime you need me, I'll come back.
I was going to say, is the property value going up in the neighborhood with him there or down?
No, it's going down.
Thanks, Cam.
Appreciate you, man.
Cam Atkinson, the legend, here with us here on Rothman and Ice. We'll come back with the Buckeye Bulletin. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I'm John Moore. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Outcome.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gouty gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric, and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free from windownation.com.
All right, Buckeye Bulletin. You know, we talked a lot about what Ryan Day is going to do. And the other part that I want to be clear on, and I don't even know if I'm clear on it, is, you know, everyone's like, oh, is he going to hire an OC? Well, he already replaced Hartline. Like, you replaced him.
Carlos Hankton.
The coach.
Yes, your new wide receiver.
Am I wrong to think there isn't a spot?
Oh, we might got to do some math, huh?
I don't know. I'm just.
Let me get his name correct. Assuming. I'm sorry. Cortez, not Carlos. That's my bad. Cortez Hankton is your new wide receiver coach that came in from LSU. So maybe the math isn't mathing right now. Maybe there isn't a spot for an offensive coordinator. We haven't heard from Coach Day in a while.
Or he's going to lean into it with him because he was a co-OC at LSU, correct?
I think that was one of his titles.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. You know, maybe it's a collaborative effort now.
Maybe it's that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what about, do we have to worry about Matt Patricia at this point?
I'm sure there's some people sniffing around after what he was able to do this year, and you saw that defense week after week after week throw up a brick wall against, you know, a lot of these teams around the Big Ten in the country. Why would you not want to pick that guy's brain? And he's been there, done that. And, yeah, his time in Detroit wasn't great. But, yeah, that's who's to say the guy hasn't learned a lot and could come out on the other side and be better because of not only that time but the time he spent here in Columbus. So, yeah, that would not be shocking at all if there were some NFL teams trying to pull him out of Columbus or maybe a college program. I don't know.
Both.
Yeah, who knows, right?
The NFL, yeah. Certainly, and doesn't have to be or wouldn't be as a head coach. And maybe, or he's got unfinished business here, and Ohio State's certainly going to invest in him. You wouldn't want to just let him walk. Yeah. Like, I'm sure they, with what this defense was, now they've got a lot of star players leaving for the draft, and we know at Ohio State they reload. But I think that when you talk about retention of your players, your staff is as important in many ways, and he's got to be that guy that I'm sure they've offered an incentive to stay. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much or when, but we haven't had any updates on it.
No, it's been very hush-hush, and I think maybe there's a little bit of information that we can gather from the former Buckeye and NFL reporter Albert Breer. He was on the show this morning, TLC, I believe, with Tito and Bobby and the gang over there, and
yep,
sharing a little insight as to maybe what's going on with Coach Patricia.
What a lot of people around here want to know is we can merge little NFL and college. Matt Patricia on the short list, I'm sure, for some of these defensive coordinator positions that are still open. Like, what is his appeal? And do you think that he would be someone that, you know, some of these guys would be looking to add on staff, whether they're building a whole staff out or even in a place like Dallas where there's an opening at the DC position?
Sure. I mean, I think, well, like, let's say, like, if Matt Nagy had gotten the Tennessee job, mm-hmm. I think he may have made a run at trying to get Patricia. Now, obviously, that's off the table because, you know, Robert Saleh got the job. Robert runs a completely different system than that. So, you know, that's not in play the way it was. So I think, like, these things sort of float around this time of year. And coaches have their wish lists. And so I don't think you guys would be surprised to hear that Patricia's on a couple of these guys' lists, but doesn't mean he's going anywhere. You know, it's just sort of going to come down to what he wants. And I haven't gotten any sort of indication right now that he's closing in on one of the DC jobs. But I think if he really wanted to pursue one, it might be there for him.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. It does. I think he could leverage it any way he wants. He could leverage it here, or he could leverage it that he had a great year, and the NFL might be calling again, and to keep him in his lane, in that DC coordinator lane. But he also is a guy that they really covet here. And he also, when you come back to college, and I know it's all about money and this and that for a lot of people, but these coaches, they invest in these guys. They make promises to their families. They still talk to them in that way. And I know the tiebreaker for a lot of them is, what's my portfolio going to be? Mm-hmm. But I think that he's probably established some very good relationships with the recruits and players, and now they've seen what he can pull off. So they have something here that they wouldn't want to just release. And I think he knows it, too.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. And just his energy, AR, when you heard him speak, you know, last year throughout the season, it felt to me that he was really enjoying his time here in Columbus and doing exactly what you said and coaching up these young prospects and just getting to run the show and something that he loves. And that's defensive ball. And there's been pictures floating around recently over the last couple of days. It looks like he's been out there on the recruiting trail with Coach Day. And so, I think he's going to be back. I think he's going to be back at this point. I think the rumors would be more hot and heavy if he were going to be on his way out, you know, to the NFL somewhere. I don't know if he's a guy that's going to be around here for a very, very long time. I mean, Chip Kelly got an opportunity this time a year ago to go to Las Vegas to be their offensive coordinator, and there were reports that they were paying him $6 million a year. So I have to imagine there's not going to be a lot of guys or humans in on Earth that would pass up that type of financial level up. But it seems like Matt Patricia is good. He's a guy that seems to me like he wants to continue to chase greatness. And, you know, at Ohio State, they always want to chase championships. And so, yeah, I think it was a great hire by Coach Day, and hopefully he'll be around.
He's out on the recruiting trail.
Doing his thing.
He's out there.
Yeah.
He's with the head coach.
Right.
Like, I feel like if his mind was to get an NFL job, that wouldn't be happening.
No, I agree.
Not completely.
That's what I'm saying.
I would never say 100%.
Right, but you'd rather have that than not, for sure, if you're a Buckeye fan. It's seeing that type of effort for him talking to these recruits out there, you know, in these different high schools around the country, for sure.
All right, speaking of coaches, the Coach of the Year finalists are out. Who should win it? We'll hit that top of the hour. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We are your radio home for the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. We may have a bit of a football problem.
Oh, yeah.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Men, it's the new year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
That glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Because there are often no early symptoms, nearly half of those with glaucoma may not even know they have it until vision loss has occurred.
I was diagnosed with normal tension glaucoma in July of 2020. And what we found out at that point was I had already lost 40% of my sight. And you think, it only affects people that are, you know, 75 or older, retire, grandparents, and that's not the reality of it.
I didn't think at all glaucoma was going to affect me because I didn't know of anyone that had glaucoma, no one in my family. When you have glaucoma, you can't get back that sight that you lost. And so early detection and treatment is vitally, vitally important.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments. Schedule an eye exam today.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. Charlie Coyle will skate in his 1,000th NHL game tonight when the Columbus Blue Jackets host the Dallas Stars at 7. The team also activated forward Mason Marchman off injured reserve after missing 8 games with an upper body injury. Isaac Lundestrom returns to the lineup as well. To make room on the roster, the team placed defenseman Denton Matejchuk on IR. Jet gets the start in net tonight. Pre-game coverage on The Fan gets underway at 6:30. The 12th-ranked Ohio State women's basketball team looks to win their 7th straight when they welcome Indiana to the shot at 8. Tyler Danberg has the call over on The Fan 2 beginning at 7:45. The Cleveland Browns had a second scheduled interview with Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter for their vacant head coaching position today. Minter canceled the interview, however. This one's sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Gold Jacket Thursday coming up, bottom of the hour. Ricky Jackson, Saints linebacker. Boy, that had to be a tough, great career playing in New Orleans for all those years. I think about, like, if you gave that defense Drew Brees, they've just been racking up Lombardis. But
the
problem
works,
is,
man.
I don't think he was born in time.
It is crazy that you could do that, like the what-ifs of certain teams, you know, that had certain guys in different eras and just the timing of everything. That's what I say. Timing is everything in sports, right? Like, it's so real because you're right. They had an unbelievable unit on that side and maybe didn't have enough on the offensive side. And I think everybody listening can think about a certain team that they, one of their favorite teams that they root for and think, man, if we just had this guy or this injury go this way, maybe we would have been hoisting up the Larry O'Brien or the World Series trophy or the Stanley Cup or whatever it may be. So, yeah, that's for sure a big what if, I'm sure, in Saints fandom.
In a wild, you know, before we get to kind of the coach of the year odds, I started thinking to myself, like, who are the best coaches available right now? And McDermott's got to be there. Like, he's had too much success for him not to be the next guy. Like, as far as, like, on paper, the credibility of who somebody would want to hire. But I saw my Vikes re-sign Brian Flores, but he's got a head coaching out.
Hmm.
I don't know how long that's supposed to last.
Mm-hmm.
So I want, that's a weird move. It's a weird move for the Vikes. It's not really a weird move for him, because if he doesn't get one, he wants to make sure they don't move on and replace him, which they wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I actually like this move from your front office, that they're not being petty. That he's a guy that clearly they like and they want, but they respect him enough to say, we're not going to block you from getting the ultimate opportunity. They know he wants to be a head coach again. What happened in Miami? It's a bitter end there, and his back and forth with the league wasn't great, I think, for anybody involved at the time. But I like that call from your team. I really do.
He's good.
Because it's kind of like,
good. I know motivates. He's really smart.
Oh, yeah, man.
He's top three defense.
For sure.
By the way, that's the what if for us. Like, you would have handed that team a quarterback situation this year.
Yeah.
Like Sam Darnold. I mean, really, now it looks to be a very miscalculation by the Vikings. It does. And I'll call him out. It's, at first I was like, okay, I saw Darnold fail in the playoffs. And even though they won 14 games, I'm like, the ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl. And I thought, all right, do they, and here's the ridiculous part of this, is that now Sam Darnold has a great defense in Seattle, a really good running game. Charbonnet is going to be a factor now that he's out.
Yeah.
But, and he's got enough talent receiving, but he didn't have what.
He's got the receiver of the year.
Yeah, JSN.
Yeah.
But we certainly had a lot for him.
Oh, yeah.
And now it looks like the Vikings really did mess up because they had a top three defense in football this year. And
they messed up. However, this is where the political part of sports comes into play and where draft capital comes into play. And when you're an ownership group and you see your franchise take a quarterback in the first round, the clock is ticking. And so I don't want to say they had to play Sam Darnold because clearly there was a choice. They did not, but that's just kind of how this works. And I don't think you and I thought, AR, at the time, that your Vikings were going to spend a $40 million franchise tag on Sam Darnold either to not play that much. And so it was just an unfortunate situation. But you're right about the execution on the field. There's no denying it. There's no denying it. And it was another year of injury stuff for J.J. McCarthy, and they still don't know what he is, or maybe they do. But there was a lot of stop and go because of him not being available in 2025.
It's a mistake. It's turned out to be one. And I'm not saying that I knew that McCarthy was going to be injured. I didn't.
Right.
And I wasn't even sure he was going to be that great. I felt like with that team, it put a lot of pressure on a rookie quarterback. Because they felt like they were still ready.
Yeah.
And if you feel still ready, if you're not really rebuilding, which they weren't, I'm surprised that they didn't go ahead and bite the bullet and pay Sam after that year that he had.
They're the only team in that draft that took a quarterback in the first round that doesn't feel good about their guy. Right? Bo, Jaden,
yep.
Drake May. And it may not be over, but it's not.
Penix?
Hey, okay, good one. That's a good call. There's definitely some concern in Atlanta with him now dealing with another significant knee injury. But, yeah, that draft class, I would say, so three out of the four, whatever it is, they feel good about their pick. You know, Atlanta and Minnesota, there's questions there.
I'll give you 4 out of 6 here. Caleb Williams was an overtime away from playing in an NFC championship game in year 2.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels played in an NFC championship game in year 1.
Yep.
Drake May's playing in an AFC championship in year 2. Penix and McCarthy, eh. Bo Nix took his team to an AFC championship in year 2. So 4 of them were at least in the conference championship game in their first 2 years or an overtime away from being in a conference championship
game. Remind me, McCarthy was picked
10th.
What, 10?
He would have been the 5th quarterback.
They had the choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And remember Sean Payton afterwards? Yeah. He's like, I baited the Vikings into trading up to get J.J. McCarthy, but we wanted Bo Nix to fall to 12.
Sean Payton's an interesting cat, man. So you guys could have had, some other guys. Okay.
We could have had Nix.
Yeah.
Yeah. We weren't going to, and I was okay with not getting Penix because of his injury history,
mm-hmm.
and there was nobody else that, yeah. It was, I'm not saying it wasn't surprising. We've done that stuff. Christian Ponder, we've done some things that they've screwed up. But
I don't think people view Bo Nix, though, as like one of the leaders of that team. I don't want to undersell him because he's the quarterback of a two-time playoff team in his first 2 years.
Yeah.
But I think people think of that defense more than they think of him as far as what's driving this team to one seed level of success.
To your point, I don't think we're at a point to where Bo Nix is an aircraft carrier for them. He's not. He's good enough to where it's not like he's Trent Dilfering this thing.
Right.
But I don't think the numbers are ever going to be super sexy to where, he gets all the credit, but that's fine. The system and again, timing is everything. He went to a situation where he doesn't have to be that. And he's got a really good head coach that controls the offense.
Here's a way to describe it. Bo Nix is acceptable now because he's still in his rookie contract. He is the type of quarterback, though, that once he gets a crazy extension, his play can be the exact same. But once the money is top-tier quarterback money, now you're going to be looking at him like, wait a minute, you're not that. And then the discussion's going to change around him, too.
A little bit of the Tua vibe is what you're describing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The proof of all of this is that the fact that they lost him, and they're a 4.5-point dog. That tells you everything you need to know, that you're right, that they look at that team as that they are defense-driven.
And home field's baked into that, too.
Home field's got to be baked in a little bit, but
they were projected to be 1.5-point favorites, so that would be a 6-point swing from losing your quarterback. Prior to the AFC divisional round, mm-hmm. Of course, what took place last weekend factors into it, but the look-ahead lines had the Broncos as -1.5.
And part of this is who's going to be the backup? Did they have a viable backup or not?
Mm-hmm.
Because if this was, Malik Willis or somebody that you think could go in there and steady that thing, but there's such a mystery around it. Bo Nix had a great year. He's an athletic guy. He's a young guy. He's overcome. He's not small, but he's not a monster. I was pretty impressed with him. I think
he's good.
Yeah, he's good. He's you're right. He's not one of those guys, but I come back to the fact that Drake May has just wowed everyone. Because he was the 3rd pick, and he wasn't in Jaden and Caleb's category for me. He wasn't. I think he's been, and that's why I think he'll probably.
Wasn't he AR?
He should win MVP.
So the year he came out, wasn't there some conversation that he was going to come out the year before? And I think the stock was a little higher, and I think he did run it back. In that final year in North Carolina, it wasn't as great. Maybe I'm wrong.
Are you thinking of Justin Herbert?
Maybe that's the example I'm thinking about. But I think to
that's a great what if, by the way, because Justin Herbert, in theory, would have been drafted 6th by the Giants instead of Daniel Jones. And the spiral that sent that franchise down.
Yeah, no doubt.
And maybe Brian Daboll still has that job.
Probably. Yeah, that he absolutely does. If Herbert's his guy, I would think so. But Drake May, there was questions like when should he play? Like people thought he was so raw in year 1, a year ago, and then he finally got there in time. And I think that was valuable playing time, and I think that's showing itself now. But Drake May versus Bo Nix, there's something Drake May brings to the field that Bo Nix doesn't, and that's the athletic ability. And we saw that with, Drake May at North Carolina. There's a higher ceiling, it just feels like, with Drake May, that offense will maybe be able to reach higher heights with him than Bo Nix. But when you have a sound quarterback like Bo Nix, there's a ton of franchises, like I know Browns fans are listening, they would die to have a guy like Bo Nix. Just a constant guy week in and week out, to where he may not be a top five guy ever, but he's not. You're not going to be wallowing around year in and year out searching for anybody to play under center. So Bo Nix, those guys can get it done at this level.
The weird part is they feel they may have one. I'm not saying all Browns fans do, but
it's a wrist up.
I think there's part of that. I think it's about 40% of the fan base that thinks he's a viable starter in the league, yeah, and they could build around him. Mm-hmm. I think that's, I would put that percentage on it. You know, we should do like the next, I don't know, whatever. There's no rush to do this, but we should put a poll out there. Like just your confidence factor on whether Shedeur has a...
Well, he gets a whole offseason.
This 1 week of practice. So imagine, you know, what a full offseason looked like.
The scary part for him, though, is, you know, they're hiring a new head coach. And those guys usually like to get their own guy.
I think if you ask Browns fans, do you feel you have your quarterback of the future?
That's the poll. I like that.
I would think that we're probably 60-40 no.
A lot of people want to see me fail, and it ain't going to happen.
Where do you, am I guessing the percentage is right or no?
So we have, okay, so I guess the question is, are we using all three options in this poll? Are we using Dylan, Shedeur, obviously, and Deshaun?
No, because I want to zero in on Shedeur. So we'd have to make it, is Shedeur the quarterback of your future? Do you believe that Shedeur Sanders is your quarterback of the future?
I'm here for it. I think you throw it out and take it to tomorrow, and we'll thread it through today and tomorrow to see what we get from our listeners, because I would love to know.
How specific do we want to be? Do we want to say, like, do you think Shedeur Sanders gets a second contract with the Browns? Or would you rather leave it the way that you guys had it?
I liked what AR said.
Okay.
I liked what you said.
Yeah, Browns fans, do you feel that Shedeur Sanders is the quarterback of the future?
Yeah, let's roll with that.
I think that's fairly open-ended, but that implies that he would get a second contract.
No doubt. Fellas, speaking of future, take care of your future health by getting over to the Columbus Men's Clinic, because Father Time's coming for all of us. It may be at your doorstep right now, and that may be coming in the form of ED or low T. And if that is happening, that means your confidence is probably slipping. The people around you feel your energy shifting the wrong way. Do not wait any longer to get this corrected. And that's why you need to get on over to the Columbus Men's Clinic, because they've been doing this since 2014. They've been helping guys get a safe direction with their health, and they're doing it the right way. That's the most important part. A lot of these different places, it can be gimmicky. So make sure you're checking out the Columbus Men's Clinic, because they are going to get you right. Call them at 614-300-7400, or you can book online in under 30 seconds at columbusmensclinic.com. Question for you. Did you know there's treatments that can help you maintain what you already have? That's right. Just like going to the gym to maintain muscle, there are ways to keep ED and low T at bay without a pill. So that's the life that you need to be living, and I want the best for all you guys listening. So again, call them at 614-300-7400, or again, you can book online in under 30 seconds at columbusmedsclinic.com.
All right, up next, would this coach quarterback combo be a winning recipe? One analyst says it spells disaster. You'll hear it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
If you miss a live show, you can catch the podcast. If you miss the podcast, our hosts have volunteered to have dinner with you.
Ma, the meatloaf!
The Fan.
There's no...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
The Jackets are back at Nationwide for a battle with the stars. Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We will see partly sunny skies today with temperatures right around that freezing mark and gusty winds, so there will be a wind chill in place. And then for tonight, mostly cloudy overnight with our lows in the teens. For Friday, partly sunny with temperatures falling throughout the day. We will only get into the teens for highs, with the feels like eventually getting below zero again with gusty winds continuing. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Free
Snap Reads.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy today at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
All right, bet 365 time.
You know what time it is. Listen closely, folks. But first, before I talk to the new customers, for the folks that are at Bet365, as always, as you all should be, don't miss out on those daily boosts and super boosts. Some really cool opportunities waiting for you guys. And now for the new customers, they got a great deal right out of the gate. All you got to do is bet $5. After that, you are getting $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So go ahead and turn that $200 into something bigger and better when you bet on totals, spreads, money lines, or player props.
All right, so half miss on the NBA last night. Had Donovan Mitchell going over 29.5. He had 24. But during the game when the Cavs were blowing him out, I laid Cavs minus 6.5 and snuck out of there. They won by 7. In fact, I shouldn't have even won the bet. But I think I'm going to go back to the NBA.
Okay.
Victor Wembanyama. So I got two schools of thought. I could go with that scoring machine boost.
Yeah.
Because you're big on the boosts.
I am. I like it.
How about this one? Let's go a scoring machine one. Wemby, 25 or more.
Okay.
Playing the Jazz. He's 7-4.
In mid.
Let's shoot some threes. Let's get in the paint.
Dunk on everybody.
That's right.
Yeah,
but I mean,
everybody.
If he makes a couple threes, I should get that. Curry, 25 or more. This is a parlay. This is all of them together.
Okay.
Scoring machine boost. Wemby, 25. Curry, 25.
Uh-huh.
KD, 25. Banchero, 25.
The only one I'm a little worried about is Paolo.
Plus 1,100, though.
Juicy.
It's nice.
Yeah.
11-1.
Okay. Hey, man, scare money don't make no money.
I mean, that's a fun one. That's a scoring machine bet boost on Bet365.
You know what else is fun?
Dimes to dollars?
Okay. First goal tonight for our jackets.
Oh, my.
Yeah, let's get active. I'm not messing around today. I like Marchy. Plus 1,100. I know it's Dallas. Mm-hmm. I got it.
That's all right. It's Casey DeSmith is in. So he's been good, but he's not their guy.
I need your counsel here. An anytime goal for Marchy is plus 170. But, you know, if we want to get a little freaky.
I like doing this.
Plus 1,100 for Marchy, first goal of the game. That cannon going early.
So I've been big on this kind of stuff. I usually do it from the sidelines now because I told you a while ago I wasn't going to be tempted. But the new year turned and I'm back in.
New year, same me.
Right. So I reflected enough. I like playing the first goal roulette because I feel like if you can escape, if you're like me and you want to bet like Sivo and guys way low, like at 40-1, 50-1, I think those are fun.
Yeah.
Then, you know, maybe you hope for an early power play or you get those first couple lines through and then you get a third or fourth lines out there and now you got a shot at this thing.
Okay.
So,
okay. But
I don't think you could ever go wrong taking Marchie or Fants or somebody like that. And you're saying we get him at 11-1. Okay,
yeah, we
first
get him
goal
at 11-1.
Okay, 11-1. I like it. I think you've put some good vibe into the atmosphere. Yeah. Zach's also a good one to play at 20-1.
Yeah. Shout out to Z. Shout out to our guy Z. Hey, download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
The disappearing name from the Steelers' future has been brought back to the service by a guy named Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay.
Ben Roethlisberger says that he supports Will Howard as the Steelers' quarterback for this season. And I started thinking, you know what? I'm surprised we haven't heard about Will Howard. Everybody thinks got NFL starter mentality. He's got the talent to do it. And Ben did say, I don't think it hurts to try and bring Rodgers back if you can, if he wants to, which I don't think they're going to because you're going to have a new coach. It's a different vibe. I think if Tomlin stayed, it would make sense for him to maybe.
A better chance of that happening.
Yeah.
I agree.
He goes, for the reason of helping Will Howard grow up for another year, but he said he has no problem with Rodgers returning for another season, but He said, Ben would make Howard the backup to earn preseason reps and more snaps to further develop in year two.
The backup to who?
If Aaron's not the scenario, he would go with Howard this year. That's what he's saying.
As the starter in training camp?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, he broke his pinky at the start of training camp last year, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't playing much in the preseason.
No, he missed. He was inactive for a lot of the first early parts of the year.
Now, I'm all for bringing in a veteran, right, of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going into that season just with Will and kind of winging it. The one guy that it's just it costs too much.
Who's that? Who are you thinking about? Hit us with it.
Cousins. But I don't think
I think Kev's going to let him walk out of that
maybe
building.
Not. Right. They're reunited because of the Vikes, yeah.
And Tommy Reese. So Kevin Stefanski is bringing Tommy Reese down there, too. So he's kind of getting the gang back together. Bill Callahan, O-line coach Tommy Reese, looks like he's going to be the OC in Hot Atlanta.
Why did ESPN float this Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy reunited in Pittsburgh?
It's easy.
But I know, do they not have insight into thinking that they don't like each other? Like, and that's why when I heard Dan Orlovsky say this, and you'll play it in a second, it almost Dan, tell everybody what really is the deal between these two guys. That's what it felt like. Let's hear it.
Hiring Mike McCarthy and bringing Aaron back would be the worst decision Pittsburgh could make.
The worst?
The worst.
The worst.
And that's not an indictment on each of them or either of them individually. Mike McCarthy's a really good coach. Obviously, Aaron, one of the all-time greats. What are we doing, Pittsburgh? To hire Mike McCarthy and bring Aaron back is going to place you quite literally in the same position you're in right now in January of 2027. I said this when they made the moves last year. They're in the worst possible place. You just reiterated that, Shefty. Because they're going to be good enough to win 9 or 10 games, and they're not going to be bad enough to finally get a quarterback. That would be a disastrous thing to do for your future.
You think they've cleared things up, he and McCarthy? You think whatever was going on in Green Bay has not that they... Because I remember Rodgers kind of trying to dispute the feud a little bit.
Yeah,
but what you and I have heard with people that know people who know people, it didn't sound too good.
It did not sound good at all. I guess only they would know, right? But I agree with what Dan Orlovsky is saying, though. Like, that combination and thinking you could dust that off and put a fresh coat of paint on the old time that they had in Green Bay and that being something fruitful in Pittsburgh, I'm not seeing that. I'm really not. And Mike McCarthy, I think, is a solid head coach, but looking where the offensive kind of playmakers and quarterback situation is in Pittsburgh, there was more upside in Dallas. And he did some good things in Dallas. I just don't know if that is what you would get right away in Pittsburgh. And so Pittsburgh is where Orlovsky said they're picking 21st in the first round. I don't know. Maybe they throw a shot in the dark at a guy like Trinidad Chambliss or Ty Simpson. Who knows what they're going to do at quarterback. But the veteran options aren't great either. And the guys that are out there on the market in free agency. So they've got
Mason Rudolph and Will Howard right now on the squad, right?
So maybe you roll the dice with a guy like Will Howard, hope for the best. But at some point in time, that's a franchise that needs to bottom out. That's how you get back to getting at least the options of picking some of the best quarterbacks in the draft.
Who'd you say our quarterbacks were?
I thought it was Rudolph and Howard. Am I wrong? Oh, yeah, that's right. That'll get you going. I mean, Daniel Jones is coming off an Achilles tear. Cousins is going to be 38, and he, like you said, he's got the reunited with Stefanski
kind of
going.
Shefty adjacent.
Now, Malik Willis, I think, is exciting. I think he's, but that may be not enough yet.
I don't know if he gets you around a whole round of 18 holes, Malik Willis, guys like that. You maybe get through holes 6, 7, 8 going into the turn.
You don't want Tua, and you're not going to probably take Kyler.
I
don't want any of them.
You don't.
Mac Jones, Geno.
I think Mike McDaniel, when he goes to Los Angeles to coach the Chargers, I think he's coaching to completely put all of the blame on Tua. Not that he's like attempting to do that, but I think that's going to be the takeaway. If the Chargers flourish offensively next year, obviously it'll help if they have the health of both of their offensive tackles, which they didn't have this year. Yeah. But if that offense is humming in Los Angeles, I think people are going to be looking at Tua like, you didn't give Mike McDaniel a shot.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he went to bat for him. That's how he got his money. Tua should be thankful for that.
We're going to come back in 2 minutes. Ricky Jackson, Saints Hall of Fame linebacker on a Gold Jacket Thursday. Rothman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Connie Britton, I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
All right, welcome back. It is a Gold Jacket Thursday. And what I would say is certain men were just born to hit. And this guy was that guy. He anchored the New Orleans Saints defense for 13 years. He transformed them into a playoff contender. Six Pro Bowls as part of the Dome Patrol. Perhaps the best group of linebackers ever assembled in pro football. He capped his career when he joined the San Francisco 49ers. He won a Super Bowl there. What a career for the second rounder in 1981, 128 sacks later, enshrined into Canton in the class of 2010, Pro Football Hall of Famer Ricky Jackson. Ricky, welcome back to Ohio.
Hey, man, I'm glad to be back, too. I just got a little weather here, but I'm still glad to be back.
Yeah, we treated you to a real Ohio winter, didn't we? I know for a kid from Florida, you probably never get used to this. And you played football in a dome, so maybe we'll start there. Were you a guy that relished a defender playing in bad weather, or were you a guy, like I said, from Florida who loved the dome and loved that climate-controlled football?
Well, it didn't really make much difference. I played at the University of Pittsburgh, so I kind of got used to the bad weather out there was playing at Pitt, so it didn't make a difference. All I wanted to do was line up and play.
Well, I'll tell you, let's go to Pittsburgh then. That was a great time for you, and you go there to the University of Pittsburgh, and you play in what a lot of people thought was the shadow of a future Lombardi Trophy winner in Hugh Greene. How did that relationship flourish, and what did you learn from him at the time?
Well, I mean, he was a great player, and I mean, he came in, and Jackie Sherrill had a position for him, and gave him the position right off the bat, and he did great. And I was on the other side behind a fifth-year senior, so I had to kind of share my time with him because he was already been there 5 years. That was his fifth year, so it worked out good for me, and it worked out good for Hugh Greene.
Ricky, let's stay at Pitt and talk about what you remember about Dan Marino at the time. And obviously, you guys are both Hall of Famers and, you know, just maybe in practices and what you remember about his development and your development at the same time down there at Pitt. Talk to us about Dan Marino and some of the bright spots you saw from him that led to a great career.
Well, I mean, when he got there, man, he was special. You know, you can see it. I mean, everything he did was special. And, he had a great arm and he was just a great quarterback from day one. And if you get open, he was going to get you the ball. And, man, he was a great kid. When he came in, and we got to be great friends and hang out. And, his parents and all of us was great friends and stuff. So he was just like a brother from day one.
Ricky, did you you guys flirted with some undefeated seasons when you were at Pitt, right?
Yeah, we're losing, I think, 4 years, 6 games.
Wow. You ever think about that? Think about those college days, and maybe if you would have just won that one more game, or is that just something that disappears in your mind?
Well, it disappeared. I had a great year. We went 11-1 2 years in a row. You can't beat that. So I mean, you know, then we beat George Rogers and them in the Gator Bowl when he was a Heisman Trophy winner, and Hugh Greene come in like Sacklin or something like that. So we had some great years up there, Pitt.
So you get drafted in 1981 in the second round, and you end up in New Orleans. Ricky, was there maybe anywhere else you wanted to go, or did you just have that mentality that I'm going to the NFL, I'm going to take advantage of my opportunity no matter where I go?
Right, that's what my attitude was. I mean, I was just wanting to play. I mean, you know, I knew that I was one of the best, so I just wanted to get the opportunity to get on a team and start my career.
Did you ever feel that despite your amazing career, that you were in New Orleans at the time, you weren't contending too much early, and maybe that you wouldn't get to the Hall of Fame because of that, the lack of team success?
No, because individual stats and stuff going to put me in. I mean, I was right there with LT. I mean, I got a lot of stats better than his stats, so it was going to be hard to keep me out.
So right out of the gate in your rookie year, you hit the ground running. You played in a whole bunch of games. You were on the NFL all-rookie team. Ricky, what was that maybe welcome to the NFL moment for you? Was there a specific player you went up against, a specific game you can remember playing in where you were like, okay, I've finally arrived?
Well, you know, like I tell everybody, when I played with Jackie Slater, when I played against him and played against Walter Payton, those were my goals to do good against those guys, because those were the people that everybody were watching around the world. So it was just, you know, me trying to make sure I do good against those guys, you know, coming up was the key to it.
Talking to Hall of Famer Ricky Jackson, part of the Dome Patrol with the New Orleans Saints back in the day. And if you didn't know about those guys, he'll tell you about them. You had you and Pat Swilling on the outside, Sam Mills and Vaughn Johnson on the inside. When you guys came together in the mid-'80s, how did that feel every Sunday?
I mean, it felt good. We know that we was going to terrorize some people, so that was the whole key, you know. And then you had to try to make a play before those guys make a play. And that was, you know, and that was the bottom line. Those guys were going to make plays. So if you wanted to do something, you had to try to get there before those guys get there.
You have so many amazing numbers, and, you know, one that's really jumped out to me is not only are you the all-time leading tackler in Saints history, but you're second all-time in franchise history in sacks and getting after the quarterback. So, Ricky, just talk about the skill set and how you were able to not only fly around and handle your business there, but get home and get to the quarterbacks. How did that development come along for you throughout the years?
Well, you know, I was at Pitt more. I was defensive player that would cover guys, and I just got to the point where covering guys, covering the tight end, and covering the running backs out the backfield, you wasn't getting no credit for that. So the sack thing came about that that's where you get your credit from. So that's what made me start wanting to get more quarterback sacks, because people weren't recognizing the sacks. They weren't recognizing you covering guys. So that what made me start rushing the passer more.
Ricky Jackson, class of 2010, Canton, Ohio. He is back this weekend. You can meet and greet Saturday from 1 to 2 in Canton at the Hall. For all pros, let me ask you this. When did you fall in love with football? Was it always football, or was there another sport that intrigued you?
Well, I started off with baseball, and I played baseball, and I thought I was going to be a great baseball player, but it was just something about the hitting thing that led me over to football.
But let me ask you this, because I would think most of these guys that are as athletic as you had an offensive flair too. In high school, were you did play tight end in high school, correct?
Right. I played tight end in high school. I caught like 8 touchdowns. I was good, but my whole thing was, you know, catching the ball, the quarterback leading you in a bad position and stuff, you can get hurt. So it was better for me for defense, where I didn't have to worry about nobody hitting me, you know, not being able to protect myself.
So we touched on your rookie year, and when you got to the league, your head coach was Bum Phillips, and he's one of those figures, his name kind of has lived on throughout the years in the sport. So you get to New Orleans, and Bum Phillips is there. What was he like as a head coach?
Well, he was a Ricky Jackson guy, so it was special to me. So, you know, he had his hat, he got me a hat. It was just special. We had a good relationship.
That's awesome, man. It's great to have you back in Ohio. One of the fiercest defenders this game has ever seen. Do you still watch the game? Do you pay attention? Are you glued into the NFL now or not as much?
No, I'm not glued in like I used to be. The older I get, the more, you know, it doesn't change. I mean, you know, the game is not the same as it used to be. And guys can't hit like they used to. So there's a lot of stuff now, you know, the kickoff return, all that stuff doesn't change. So I play golf sometimes. I don't follow it like I used to.
Let me ask you. Yeah, it's, you know, going from, I chuckle because you were one of the biggest hitters ever, and golf is such a, you know, a casual game. But so do you don't really like the game the way it's transformed now? Or do you feel like they've made some changes that are better for players? Because you talked about not getting injured.
They watered it down a little bit just for the guys to, you know, for their future, not to get hurt and not to, you know, get out of the game, not being able to function and stuff. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to protect the players when they get out of football. So, I mean, you know, I don't have nothing against it because it's violent sports, but it was just made to be violent. So if you're going to take some of that away, then, you know, I mean, you just have to look at it that way that, you know, you can't hit people low no more. There's a lot of stuff you can't do anymore. But the game's still a good game.
I saw that you went back to Pitt and got your degree at age 65. It's pretty impressive. That was important to you?
It was more important than anything because that's what my mother wanted. My mother always wanted all her kids to graduate, and all of them graduated. And I was the only one left that hadn't did it. And so it made it, you know, where I had to go back and do it.
That ring you got in San Francisco, that must have made it all worth everything. Not that your time in New Orleans, you loved your time in New Orleans, but how cool was it to be able to leave this game with a Super Bowl ring?
Well, it was real special. But, I mean, going back and playing with the guys you played with a lot of great guys on that team. A lot of them went there for that Super Bowl and all those guys. But my whole thing, there ain't no ring like the Hall of Fame ring.
What do you remember about having to come back after the car accident, and no one thought you'd come back that fast? And then the jaw, did you have your jaw wired shut? You had to have the special face mask. Tell us what that time was like.
They made me a good face mask, man. They put a lot of money into that, and they built that up real good so I can play.
It was very neat, man. Not that you weren't intimidating without it, but with it, it was something fierce. I hope you have a great time back in football heaven. It's so cool to have you back in Ohio. And for the fans, Saturday 1 to 2, you can meet and greet with Ricky Jackson. You can't miss him. He'll be the one in the gold jacket. Ricky, best to you. Be well and enjoy this time. Thanks for the interview.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
You got it. Ricky Jackson, who, by the way, spells his first name R-I-C-K-E-Y.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
And if you believe the rumor, he changed it.
Oh.
In high school. Changed his own name.
Okay.
It was R-I-C-K-Y. He put the E in.
A little sauce.
So there's still some hope if I want to go Anfernee at some point.
It's time. It's time. And folks, it's time for you if you're looking for a new vehicle to get on up to the McDaniel GM Superstore in Marion. It's where I went to get my new vehicle, and life has been good ever since, rocking around the streets of Columbus and Ohio. The McDaniel GM Superstore, they believe in nothing but transparency with every car deal that they do. They're going to treat you like family again, just like they did me. They have over 200 new vehicles on their website. They've got a 2026 Equinox LT. Lease it for $279 a month for 36 months with $3,369 due at signing, or you could finance for $399 a month for 96 months with $1,000 due at signing. Rules and restrictions apply. It's not a long drive to Marion, and it is well worth the drive. Trust me on that. So again, the wonderful folks at the McDaniel GM Superstore in Marion are ready to take care of you. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
We come back with Tell the Truth, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Unlike your deadbeat uncle, we'll never leave you stranded in a ditch when you were six. This promo may have been a touch too specific. The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
It's been a real journey since 2014 when I first had my injury. I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homestar Troops has really given me my life back. The shower allows me to go in and turn around with my chair, pull down storage racks, automated door systems, hours of my morning given back to me. Adaptive sports are a huge part of my life, a huge part of my healing journey as well. Homestar Troops helped with making sure that I had a home gym so that I can continue to train. This past year, I was able to host Thanksgiving in my home. And it was the first time I was able to have my whole family in one place, and I was able to contribute to the meal. There are a lot more veterans in need, and Homes for Our Troops is going to be there to help them too.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Love football, love wings. Put those bad boys together and you get Austin and Byrne live at Roosters.
Presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling.
Large amounts of football and all the donkey sauce you can handle. Mondays on the Fans YouTube channel. It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the Fan.
Tell the truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by McDaniel GM Superstore. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
All right, TLC, take us home.
All righty. Tell the truth. Do you think Nick Foles discouraged people from watching the Super Bowl in February of 2018?
You're not going to win this. You're not going to win this. Because my point, I understand what you're saying. Nobody is sitting here saying that millions
that
of people.
That was a great Super Bowl, by the way.
For sure. Yeah. But I'm not. My stance has never been people aren't going to watch the game. My stance is there's certain numbers I think the NFL and TV networks want to get to and brag about that may not be there if certain guys or teams are playing. That's all.
I think the number that's always been in my mind, and maybe TLC can tell me if I'm right, I've always looked at that. If you can say 100 million people, like that 100 was the line I would always draw for the Super Bowl. And if you're above that line, you had a you had what you're talking about, which is the hype of all hypes.
And also, I people weren't sitting down to watch Nick Foles. Let's be honest. They were coming to watch Tom Brady play.
What year was this?
February of 18 to the 2017 season.
Nick Foles wasn't moving numbers. It's Tom Brady.
Oh, but that Philly special certainly did. Thing was sweet.
Hell of a play.
Patriots were only favored. This is what I want to look up. Patriots were favored by 5.5. So it wasn't like it wasn't like squad. When Nick Foles was announced that he's playing that all of a sudden the Patriots were a massive favorite. It was 5.5.
Right. And that was the Carson Wentz MVP-ish year when he got hurt, right?
Yeah. One MVP.
Yeah.
Here are the ratings for that. Or the... Hey, do we know how many millions watch that game?
Millions.
Did that get
millions.
Over 100?
Yeah, we do know. That would have been LII. That would have been 103.
Oh, well.
Down from the 111 million the year prior.
It's all right. We got over 100. That's my line. If I'm in that executive meeting, can we hit the triple digits on that? We're good. To your point, to answer your question, tell the truth. Did it affect the game? Clearly, it did not.
But he asked about Nick Foles. And nobody is sitting. Oh, that Nick Foles is playing. Let's go sit down and watch him play. No, it was Brady. It was Brady.
I think the Super Bowl generally does pretty damn well. I don't think it's never hurt by much. What you're saying is, if they have their pick, their choice, their hopes, their dreams, they want something that moves the needle from a hype standpoint. Yes. Versus, they probably don't want Jared Stidham against Sam Darnold.
That's
they
all
probably.
I'm saying.
Now, the markets, though, I don't think they mind the markets. I think Denver and Seattle are two pretty big markets, and I think
they'd rather have coast to coast, East Coast, New England, LA.
They'd probably like to have LA if they can.
Yeah.
It's weird because usually we go into these things, and I keep having to remind myself who's in this damn final. I keep having to kind of, now wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's New England, okay, Denver, Seattle. Like, it's so wide open, you forget. And now that I look at the bracket, because I just brought it up. Yeah, there were other matchups that I think would have been fun from a history, from a city, all that. I think if you had the Bears and Bills, that would have been pretty good. Two real blue-collar Chicago, Buffalo would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
That game should not be played indoors. Actually, no, it won't be because it's in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything? They're really, and the other ones were unrealistic, right? Because we weren't getting the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Philly going back, I don't think would have.
There would have been some fatigue.
There have been some interest, though, if whether the Eagles go back to back and Hurts and all that.
No doubt.
But everything else.
Carolina would know.
Oh, my goodness, no.
Jacksonville would have been like,
oh, no, if you had like
feeling,
but Jayville, Philly, or no.
Yeah. So it's not bad. It's not bad.
You can reward your full-time fandom with a nice cold Modelo.
Shout out to Paul. Shout out to Paul Keels, man. Get the man a Modelo. Thirsty.
Thirsty Thursday.
Bring some Modelos down to him and Ron and Skip. Get them right.
Are you comfortable with the Seahawks being the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I am. I am. I didn't like the Charbonnet injury, but Maddie, I've kind of been on the, maybe I've got a little invested. I had the Seattle defense during fantasy, and I kind of liked them. And I'm not that Viking fan that's hoping that Darnold doesn't win to make us look even worse. I'm not.
You're better than
I like him. I like his story. He was kind of forgotten. People thought he stunk. Now, maybe he'll lay an egg. He could. But I'm not unhappy that I don't even know how you're really phrasing the question. You mean, are we arguing whether they deserve to be?
I guess. More or less.
Do you think they deserve? I think the Rams probably. Well, they're on the road, so that's the difference. Yeah. But I think most people still like the Rams as far as the betting goes.
They like the Rams because of the quarterback head coach combination.
Yeah. And you're getting them at plus 220 right now.
That's great. It's good value at this
time
of year.
They're not the betting favorite. Yeah,
it's good value this time of year. But McVay, Stafford, we've seen that movie before. You trust that a little more. And Sam Darnold, even though he's gotten his team four quarters away from being four quarters away, I still think there's a little bit of lack of trust there.
Let me illustrate how big of an underdog Denver is to win it all now.
Yeah.
Like everybody else is like 1.5-1, 2-1, 2.5-1. They're 12-1.
Yeah. They're up against it. It's crazy.
Are you guys married?
No.
Well, you married the Aaron Rodgers. That
was
good.
That's perfect. Hey, before we go, you miss anything from our show, don't worry. You can always catch up. Wherever you get your podcast, all you got to do, folks, is type in Rothman and Ice, everything we do from noon to 3. We'll be waiting there for you. Subscribe to the podcast as well. Bet365 is the sponsor of the Rothman and Ice pod. Common Man and Timmy take you to 6 o'clock. Don't move. We love you.
Yeah, great time today. Thank Cam Atkinson for rolling in. Obviously, we had our guy Double D, Gold Jacket Thursday, if you missed that. But we'll come back tomorrow on a championship football Friday for the NFL. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
The Big Nine was a sad, incomplete place. Enter Ohio State. The rest is history. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan.
Hey, it's Anthony. Big
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.